This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR Radio.
No. Lives too far. Crap job. Stupid name. Too much red. Tattoos. Piercings. No eyebrows. No hair. Stupid. Bad teeth.
Deleted this app before,
yeah.
But then I came back for more.
I came back
with my sexiest pictures now. Hope I get matched up more.
How you like me now?
I'm looking for a girl I like. Some say I'm picky, I know my type.
I know.
Someone real, not superficial. Nah, she's ugly, swipe. I just want that special person.
I just want you.
I'm swiping bare, my thumb is hurting.
It is.
I read bios if she's deserving. See no hookups, quickly swerve them.
Get out of here.
My friends say that I'm antisocial. Cause I'm on Tinder, airing phone
calls. I hate him.
And when we're out, the lads are talking. My head is down, I'm barely vocal.
Not talking.
I ain't trying to run out of likes.
No.
It costs money for unlimited.
Can you believe that?
Do I have to ration my right swipes? Swipe left the most images.
Swipey, swipey, swipey.
A profile with three friends in.
Hey!
And two of them are paintings.
Two of them are paintings.
Disappointed when I scrolled pics. Just to see the butter's bridging. I swipe left, 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 I swipe left. Hold up, nice breast. I swipe left, 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 I swipe left. I'm depressed. Tinder. The other day I thought I had a catch. Was going well till she unmatched. Messaged her and we had a chat.
What happened?
Then I asked her, can I smash?
Let me get in there.
Shortly after she disappeared. I looked at my phone like, this is weird. I can't figure these women out.
I don't understand.
Complicated and hard to read.
Hard to read.
So I'm back to swiping now.
Swipe, swipe.
I see a girl I can't believe. Beautiful eyes and sexy lips.
Yeah.
Nice bum and hefty tits.
Come here, girl.
I scroll through and check her pics.
Nice.
Then I see her next to kids.
Oh,
no, she's a single mum.
Why?
Just her and her little sons. And I ain't trying to be a stepdaddy. Did it before and it isn't fun.
It's not joke.
So I kept swiping away.
Swipey, swipe.
Super like this light skin babe.
The blue star.
To be honest, don't like her face.
Nah.
But she's only 1 mile away.
She's real close.
And this girl needs to be a match.
Please.
Or once again, I delete this app.
I
swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Hold up, nice breast. Swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. I'm depressed.
She looks. Her eyes looks like she has no soul. God, yuck. If I could double swipe left on that one, I so would. Weird name. 24. Yeah, you're 24 if this was 1997. Whoa, she's into football. But she's fat. Not into blacks. Oh, Claire. I wonder how she's doing. I haven't seen her since primary school. I wonder if she still wets the bed. Oh, wait. She's divorced. Swipe left. Man, why can't I get any matches? Could never get any matches, man. Fuck's sake.
That's just like me. Can't get any matches. Yo, what we're saying, it's Wednesday again. And we are joined by Sarah DeBunda, aka Natalie King.
Hey.
And Ryan Skillet Albert. Hey, how are we, man?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you both for having me, actually. I'm very honoured and privileged.
That's absolutely fine. You'll notice that we're not joined by Michael Payne today because he's got things to do that are more important than us.
Clearly.
Yeah, well.
I hope he's listening to this because I am not happy.
But you are because Skillet is here.
Hey! Well, and that was you that we just heard then.
Yes.
And that's your new single.
My new single, Swipe Left, which is out now in all digital stores. You can find it on my album, Skillet Loves You. Yeah, it's a song about Tinder. I'm sure everybody can relate to that.
I can. I'm partial to being swiped left. I find
I swipe left all the time, and I get swipe left a lot as well.
So I normally tell people I'm the kid. I say I've completed Tinder, but it's just it's not true. What is the best way to go about using Tinder, do you reckon?
I mean, you know, well, with the song that I've written, it's very much a superficial side of how men, in my opinion, perceive Tinder,
which is
little small details will put them off, like tattoos, a weird name.
So you're saying in a picture, don't put a tattoo in the photo on Tinder.
And then it's like swipe left.
Or red, you say. The colour red.
The colour red. Don't have red. And it might not even be like she's wearing a full red dress. It might be just a little bit of red on her arms. Swipe left.
Here's a little fact for you. Red is the most attractive colour. So you're more likely to spend money on buying a drink for a woman if she's wearing a red dress in a bar. Or you're more likely to be attracted to someone in red. And in boxing, the judges tend to be more in favour of the boxer wearing red shorts.
That's crazy.
Interesting. No fact. What about football in red?
Well, then you don't, you know, I mean, the ref might have some kind of, but then they don't really decide the outcome of the game, unlike boxing.
So that's why in The Matrix, the lady in red in The Matrix, right? Have you ever seen them?
I've seen The Matrix.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do, but Reese doesn't really watch a lot of films.
Oh, no.
I have seen The Matrix. I have, but I can't remember The Lady in Red.
Oh, fair enough.
And that's why you'll always notice, do you know, in films when someone needs to stand out, they will always be in red when the rest of the thing are in more like a blue or a grey or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Little fact.
Reese's fact of the day.
Lovely. And
if you go on Tinder, wear red.
And you get swipe right.
Yeah.
Well, apart from if you're swiping, because you don't like red.
No. If you get it swiped, then everything's left.
What do you look for when you're swiping on Tinder? What if it's like, do you use Tinder?
No.
Have you used it?
No.
Never used Tinder?
I haven't used Tinder.
You've been in a long-term relationship?
Nat gets it.
Go on, Nat.
She's on a date every day, I'm sure.
Well, not every other day, but... So I think what I'd look for is like a nice string vest, loads of tattoos, I don't know, like nice...
So a Jamaican.
Oh, okay, right, okay. That sounds
they wear a lot of string vests.
That's actually from Kingston.
Yeah, in Jamaica.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It all makes sense.
So your new song's off your new LP.
Yes, Skillet Loves You, which is out now.
Oh.
So, yeah. So you can get that all in digital stores, Spotify, Tidal... Jeez. iTunes, you name it. So,
there you go. A man of what is it? A multi-talented bastard.
Yes, that's what you guys will be calling you.
Yeah. You've had.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you've had Skillet's word of the day. No hats,
and no trainers, and BBC. I did some work with. I did the recent show, Four to the Floor.
Yeah. You do a podcast with DJs, which I've been on myself.
You have been on as a guest,
podcast.
Yes, you have.
And you also do the Talksport.
Gorilla Position. Yes.
Which is the biggest podcast, isn't it?
Biggest wrestling podcast in the UK.
Look at that.
So just fingers in pies. It's just,
innit,
you know.
How many fingers have you got? That's what I wanted to know.
I'm an octopus, so you know. That's arms, isn't it? So.
As well as Skillet, we've also got man like Grim Sickers in the studio today. Okay. He's just brought a new track out with Mike Skinner and...
Getz.
What I want to know is, it says Dark of the Shadow when I look at that. Is that his new name?
Yeah. Mm.
So Tonga Balloon Gang's his thing.
Yeah.
The Streets was his old thing.
Yeah.
Then he was Mike Skinner doing solo work when he did like the track with Gigs. And now it's Darker the Shadow.
That's right, yeah.
Huh. Man that reinvents himself, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, then how do you know what to call him? Like, do I have to address him? Like, does he have a name for different situations?
I think you've got to go in first and go, hi, I'm Reese, and see what he comes back with.
Play it safe, Reese.
Just go with whatever.
When you can't remember, you have to just get your mate to introduce him to him.
We're looking at you, Nat.
Okay, fine.
We've also got plenty of stories to come up. We've got a woman who's selling her pants online.
Why not?
Yeah. I've actually heard of that before.
Oh, okay.
That is a thing.
Well, we'll talk about more later, but I'm very interested to hear about your trip to the dentist this week. We'll come on to that a bit later as well.
Yeah, we'll also talk about that. That was a terrible experience.
Okay, but
and
we're here
I feel like everyone on here is going to judge me. Oh. I feel like I need to broker myself this week.
All right, well, that'll be the broker then.
I think that can be that. But first of all, should we get into a little song and then come back with a story?
Good idea. Yeah.
Boom Productions.
Production.
man still showing these brothers how to rap right. These bullshit is still talking at the backside. Shit ain't adding up, man, can't get the math right. Nah, man's had enough. To the math right, dickhead's getting cast as a bad guy. All that money that you see him making, motherfucker better get your tax right. Man try, act like he's in the wave but he capsized. Posting like a gully on your Insta, mind you don't get shots on your bad side. What a sad lad, only name you got is from your dad's side. What a waste man, you were that guy, thought you were a twinkle on your dad's side. Weren't built for the trap life, so now you're talking forth in your rap lines. Talking about a life that you ain't lived, man I'm fed up with your rap lies. Cause if you can do this if you want to, can't stop kidding, I'm a monster. Soon I'm gonna need the intervention, after I'm gonna need a sponsor. I'm standing in my own check, my posture, putting in the work, check the roster. You think I'm the best subjective, one thing that I'm not is washed up. What's up? This is training, got my socks up. I'm an artist feeling like a boxer. Recently I started feeling like a rockstar, but I'm still hungry like I ain't ate. Got something cooking up but I can't wait. Got something going on but I can't say. Fuck it, I'ma teach them the hard way. Man still showing these brothers how to rap right. These bullshit still talking in the backside. Shit ain't adding up, man can't get the math right. Nah, man's had enough, now it's my time. They don't rap, get the bullshit in your backside. Man can't get the math right, had enough, now it's my time. Cause they don't rap, get the bullshit in your backside. Man can't get the math right, had enough, now it's my time.
First things first, get the math right. You ain't going nowhere in the math right. You man full of air like a backpack. Go stand over there with your crap rhymes. Put your hands in the air and surrender. Man couldn't care if I offend ya. If the rap game was an exclusive club, then I guarantee you wouldn't be a member. Who are you again? I couldn't care to remember. No, I ain't got dementia. And after we speak, no, you won't be remembered. I bet you lost to December, and you started in August. Cause it's a cost to be a boss, and you can't afford it. I tried but I couldn't ignore it. You all sound the same, it's boring. You came for the fame and the glory. You wanna be a star, you ain't even reached orbit. You man's Norbert. Fuck that, you're a spoosha. You think that you're hot stuff, but no one's gonna want you in the future. I came here with my cape on, man super. Couldn't save your song, but you knew that. On the feature, I don't kill songs, I take them hostage. You want your tune back, my house now. You ain't getting your room back. So why you keep trying to move back? Why about me? Cause I'm me regardless. But you ain't getting your spoon back.
Man, still showing these brothers how to rap right. These bullshit still talking in the backside. Shit ain't adding up, man, can't get the math right. Nah, man's had enough, now it's my time. Cause they don't rap. Get the bullshit in your backside. Man can't get the math right. Had enough, now it's my time. Cause they don't rap. Get the bullshit in your backside. Man can't get the math right. Had enough, now it's my time.
My time. Joe Grind, my time.
Very new. I only got him emailed me that yesterday.
Yes, nice. See, Joe Grind keeping us up to date with the bangers. He's actually doing a tour. No, he's doing a show very, very soon.
Yes.
And tickets are on sale now. I don't know where, but if you look on Joe Grind's Instagram, they're on there and you should definitely.
I think it's late October because we were talking about him coming in.
No, I think he's doing a show before then,
okay.
I think.
In which case, he's on tour at the end of October. Yeah. He's coming in to
that makes
promote the
sense.
Tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, just go on Joe Grind.
Check that out, man.
Instagram.
Joe Grind.
And he's actually just put up a joke little advert today. So, definitely go on and give that a check. So, yeah. Dirty underwear. Mm-hmm. Let's air out someone's dirty laundry, shall we?
Let's get into it.
So, what do you normally do with your dirty underwear when you
put it in the washing machine?
Yeah, I
kind of just wash it and dry it out.
Yeah,
you
know. And then so wear it again.
Yeah, yeah, wear it next day.
No, I'd throw it out new pair every day.
Really?
So pretty, yeah, got
quite spoilt.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, whatever.
No, I don't. I obviously wash them. However, you know, every time you put your pants in the washing machine, you know, you're using detergent, you're using water, you're using electricity, and it's actually costing you money to wash your clothes. This woman, however, has been selling her pants online.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
A woman has banked $50,000 selling her dirty underwear online.
Okay.
A woman has revealed how she's made over $50,000 selling her used. Oh my God!
Guess what? It's not just knickers, by the way.
So, what?
A woman
has revealed she's made over $50,000 selling her used knickers, hair, and toenail clippings.
Wow. Yep.
To men, she nicknames her pay pigs.
It gets worse than that.
Yasmin Knight, not her real name. All right.
It's her online name.
Oh, okay, so okay.
It's
like
sexy name.
So she has a photo attached to her. Yeah, so they know what she looks like.
Yeah,
right.
She even sells sanitary towels on the fetish market.
It doesn't say used or not. So I'm
going to go ahead and say yeah. Because anyone can buy sanitary towels.
It's not really a fetish, is it? You just go Boots and buy them. It's not.
And her pay pigs also pay for her groceries, car, and luxury holidays.
Mm. Wow.
Yasmin, who used to work as a cleaner, was £6,000 in debt when she turned to the online fetish market in 2016. Now she encourages cash-strapped females to follow in her footsteps. Yasmin, who goes by the alias hashtag Candy Cane, with two K's as well, because that's
Candy Cane.
It's edgy. It's 2017. You need to have an edge. She's now written a book called House of Hosiery, which lifts the lid on her double life, which she claims includes servicing high-profile celebrity clients.
Either of you two?
No.
You know Candy?
No.
Servicing?
Well, with her. With her products or with her...
That's what I'm thinking. It doesn't specify, and now I'm...
With her Pikachu. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Her Pikachu. God.
She said, I was working as a cleaner, but I was tired of the way I was being treated. It was literally making me ill, and I was in dire straits financially, and I was sick and tired of it. Said, I'd heard about selling worn underwear online years ago, and one day I thought I would give it a go to scrape some money together until I found more work.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to stop it there and say, in Japan,
yeah,
very common to buy used underwear.
You've talked about vending machines, haven't you?
Yeah, there's vending machines and shops where you can go in and you buy tubes of underwear with women's faces on it. And I actually know a girl who sells her underwear online to these places. And they even do, like, festival specials. So if you wear the same pants for a whole festival, you get, I don't know, five times the amount of money that you would normally.
So you've heard this before. I've never heard of this before. I'm very shocked. So this is kind of commonplace for some people. She's obviously been tipped off while she was working where she was working.
Yeah.
Someone's like, you know, why don't you just... So your underwear online.
Because, you know, she was bored of being a cleaner, and so the next logical step is she's selling underwear.
Right,
there's
exactly.
No, like,
yeah, there's no
in between.
Absolutely.
Job.
All right, cool. But I'm just going to throw this out there, yeah? Do you know someone said to you, look, your face won't be seen, but we're going to put any face on from another model who will pay for her face to be on it. She won't sell her pants, so we want your pants. Every time you finish with a pair, we'll give you £50 a pair, right?
A pair underwear.
That's how much it is, yeah. A pair of pants. So £50, yeah. We'll give you £50. Think how many pairs of pants you could buy with £50. And then every one of them. So, but no one has to know it's you.
Okay.
No one would ever have to know. Would you not just go, well, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it's just my old pants, isn't it?
You probably would. Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This woman is a genius.
Well, look, she hasn't just sold that, though,
hasn't, because the request for items include knickers, socks, bras, sanitary towels, urine, hair...
What?
Foot shavings.
Foot shavings.
What?
Bikinis and even toenails. You name it, I've sold it. And when it says hair, I don't think it means hair on her head.
That's not what I'm thinking. Underarm hair, you mean?
Let's say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
How do you ship urine?
Yeah, exactly.
How does that?
Well, the doctors do it all the time.
Must be in tubes, right?
Yeah. Special delivery, though. You don't want that to.
Yeah, but like, what if you get like caught in the crossfire and you're like, oh, my apple juice. Oh, no.
I don't think that bothers me as much as the foot shaving does. That's the one that really, like, why?
That means she has to like not moisturise the feet for a while to get that good old crusty heel.
No,
you know what I mean? Get that pedicure. Peg out, shave it down.
It looks like mozzarella if you do the pedic.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe she's just doing that, leaving the mozzarella out. Extra crispy. Bang it in there.
I'm actually like shocked that so many people are buying these. I don't have to see a picture of this woman.
So
is she beautiful?
Think how many men could do this and just pose as a woman online.
That's a good point.
And sell this stuff abroad.
Yeah, it's been yeah, you're right. It's true.
Oh, is that her name? Did I get that right? Oh, maybe it's without, no, obviously. No, okay. Let's have a look. Well, yeah, so she's
face blurred out.
Oh, yeah. You can't blame her, can you?
Why she put a Snapchat filter on a blurred photo?
She wears glasses. So
she wears glasses, so she might be hot.
She might be.
Since she began selling the items, Yasmin has banked a total of 50,000 selling pants for as much as £75 a pair.
I think you would all do that, wouldn't we?
No, yeah, I mean,
75 quid.
Yeah, I don't understand why have we never thought of this.
I don't know, because I've known about it for at least 6 years.
Exactly.
So you can't use your names that you currently use. So you're going to have to use some... Oh, well, I thought you got to have an exotic name to people want to buy your pants. Like,
what would your exotic name be?
Sarah Dabunda.
Sarah Dabunda's pants.
You've got yours already, yeah.
Mine would be Renzo Nottingham.
Mine has to be like a Sanchez Estrado or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. I would buy Sanchez Estrado's pants.
That's
definitely.
That's very strong.
Yeah. I like it. For the last 2 years, she's made a bulk of her income from one pay pig who supports her lifestyle and even that of her partner because he receives sexual gratification from being exploited. Mm. When it comes to selling her pants, Yasmin is meant to wear each pair of knickers for up to a week in order to fulfil the fantasies of her buyers.
That. I would not do that. I bet
she doesn't.
No.
Of course she wears them once, changes them every day. So is that. Yeah.
Week there.
But I bet these, you know, pant-sniffing connoisseurs can tell the difference.
Yeah.
These aren't fermenting enough for my mouth. Like
2 days, 2 days, not a week.
But there is some tricks of the trade. Ooh. Mm. Including improvising with a knicker solution that replicates the effects of being well warm if she's pressed for time. How can you be pressed for time? Actually, you're saving time, not changing them.
No, maybe the demand is so high, she needs to be sending out a couple
pairs
a day.
That's right. Click and collect.
Yeah.
Every 2 minutes.
Yeah. She doesn't say what it is the knicker solution is. She doesn't say.
Despite only telling one very, very, very close friend and the whole world, apparently now, it's in the paper and online. About what she does, Yasmin has called on one woman looking to boost it on. Sorry, has looked on other women looking to boost their income to follow suit. People who don't understand would be against it. I'm a very quiet person who has no drama. I don't want to air my dirty laundry out online to dry. Forgive the pun.
Go on, Yasmin.
I encourage women to start doing this for a living, whether just for extra cash or full time. It's easy money, and you know they may find a pay pig like I did.
I don't like that term, pay pig. Actually, the pig. It's a bit kind of like
demoralising.
PayPal.
Isn't it?
If he's giving you money, it'd be better. But still,
I guess they probably might like that title though.
Pay pig.
What they came up with for themselves.
Call me a pay pig, babe.
Send me a dirty pants and call me a pay pig.
I sniff your undies.
Rolling in the filth.
I don't know. I would like some. I feel like I might get into this now, actually. What? And is there a demand for men, maybe, to do it? There must be some women that like to smell a man's used pants.
So the only thing you're going to get out of a man's pants is skid marks. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't want that.
No one wants to buy them.
You don't have. Not all men have them, though.
Yeah, it depends.
You'd be surprised.
What if it's like, what if it's a warm day, bit of sweat?
I might have skid marks right now.
Who knows?
I think if you said you might, that means you have.
Well, you know.
What do you think about selling your pants? Do you think it's a good idea?
I hadn't thought about it really ever before. But if it's £75 for a pair of pants, it seems like it would be, you know, whatever. It's not hurting anybody. If someone likes to sniff it, then, you know, it's not...
It. Well, I wonder what they do it behind closed doors.
Exactly. Well, they can do it outside if they want to. As long as I'm not with them when they're doing it, it's fine.
Well, I wonder if the people... If you've thought or do sell your pants online, I think you should get in touch with us. You can email hump@foobarradio.com or tweet to us @foobarradio and let us know, is selling your pants a good idea? Have you sold your pants? Do you buy pants and sniff them? I want to know that.
Yeah.
There must be some secret pant sniffers out there. Or just some open ones. If you're open, proud. Some proud panty sniffers.
We're not judging here, are we?
Not for that. For the foot shavings, I got more questions about that. So who washed that, really, than the pants?
What do you do with foot shavings? Oh, I wonder if they sniff it like Coke.
No, if it's the pedic, then I think they'll just put it on their pasta like mozzarella.
Oh,
just
do you think they eat the foot shavings?
You're going to eat it?
Maybe. I don't know. What can they do
with it? Put
it
in with the moisturiser and just rub it into the skin.
Ugh, God.
Or maybe they save up and just have like a like a bath full of just
foot shavings.
And swim in it.
I've run you a nice shavings. Bath. Imagine you get it. It's just foot shavings around you.
It's just bath salt shave, I promise.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Or put it in their coffee machine and they pour nothing but foot shavers into their cup.
Do you know when you get like someone gives you, you know, there's certain dickheads in this world and they'll give you a birthday card and it'll be covered in glitter or have glitter in it. And then for weeks and weeks and weeks, people go, oh, you got a bit of glitter in you. You got a bit of, oh, do you reckon you got a bit of
foot shaving.
Yeah, you got
on your face.
In your eyebrow. Oh.
If you had to sniff, though, a foot shaving or a pair of used underwear, which one would you choose to sniff?
Underwear.
Underwear.
You're right, okay, yeah, so we're all. Yeah.
Would you rather eat the foot shavings or the toenail clippings?
Oh.
Would you rather?
Oh.
I don't think I could eat
sniff a line of foot shavings or chew a toenail clipping.
Chew a toenail clipping.
Yeah,
I'm going with chew a toenail clipping.
I think I would sniff. I don't want to eat a toenail.
Stuff going up your nose is just a bit.
Okay, well, we'll put the question to Grim Sickers when he comes. Don't give him any context. Just say if you had to chew a toenail or snort a bit of hard skin from a foot. And was everyone asked that?
Not a bit of hard skin, a full line of foot shavings.
Then we'll just be like, we ask that to all. It's a standard first question we ask guests.
But yeah, but like, it depends then. Are we talking, how long's the toenail? How big and dirty? Like, what kind of toenail clipping is it?
Because
and
it might be a chunky, thick
It could be a chunky,
one.
Thick yeah. one, but very clean at the same that's time. True. No dirt or in it inside. That's fine.
Or is it going to be
eat that?
Is it going to be a scarf?
Knife and fork, everything. Catch
up. Yeah.
I'm there.
Is it going to be like a Scarface pile of foot shavings? Or is it going to be like one of them East London fat ball blokes with a... Do you know what I mean?
Reese.
Sniffing it off the back of a toilet seat in the Half Moon or whatever it's called.
I'd like to do some investigating because we've only known how much the price of the pants are, but I'm interested to know how much people pay for a foot shaving now or a toenail.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Oh, see, I keep mine. I always carry nail clippers on me, not for my toenails.
Around his neck.
For my finger. Yeah, I've got.
Show him.
Let's have a look, Reese.
Always, yeah.
Oh, dope. Actually, that's quite cool, actually.
Yeah.
Swag.
Never get dirty fingernails, that's my thing. Yeah.
But never clip them on the tube, though, or pop
No, I never clip them in public.
No.
Most of the time, I'll.
Reese put his foot up on the.
Actually, do you know what? If you do.
It's clipping on the.
Putting them in bags, I'm saving it. Mark it 50 quid.
Well, I was thinking, well, there'll be someone there just jumping on the floor to pick them up and be like, well, I don't have to pay for these ones. These ones are free. Just scooping up your toenails.
When I finish with all my weed baggies, what I do is I just clip my toenails and just bag them up individually
there
as
you
well.
Go.
Well, should we get into a quick song and then when we get back, we'll have the man, the legend, Grim Sickers.
But still, if one of their men is so ferocious, don't worry about it. The disciples are now well aware of the fact that my kung fu is unbeatable. Brother, we trap Shaolin here. You take him and don't resist.
Of the block. We used to cook the product in the pot, add soda, turn the product into rock. It's in my DNA, you see, it started with my pops. In his heyday, he probably put your father in the box. In my heyday, I probably put the product in my sock. Ain't no vacate, the props become a problem when it's hot. Mayday, mayday, but no charge. I'm nutty with the bars, that's a payday. So, bruh, this ain't even a bar, this is AA. Back up in the trunk with the AK. Each line pack a fabulous punch, no diss to Ray J. Nah, see, I don't dab and I don't nay-nay. Got bottles coming now. Warriors come out and play, eh? Just know I'm grade A, get a slice of bread. Okay, some hoods love me, someone like me dead. Okay, my goon hungry, his thighs is red. Buddy clumsy, go oops upside your head.
We at Dro and Poe suckers. Range Rovers flood up the rucker. Me a thousand chains on, I got put on with luck. Evergreen baggies, selling capsules, running the classroom. Slick bastards getting cream, yelling cash roll. Smell like Pacquiao, but under the leather. Hold a Mac 10, pumping up in one oak, the Grammy hour. Coke chemist, taste the flow is numb. Knees and copper, run blunt off the get back, salute me, then one, I'm out, off to the races. My blazers ain't patient, they wanna spray shit. Get elephant blown for stalking race shit. Jammies carry nitrogen, light up a session like I'm on Vicodin. Fuck with the righteous men and we fighting it. Yeah, the rebels is here, medals and gear. Getting fried off a medal, that's incredible. The flyers, the most notorious, wise half of those liars. Off niggas' heads like papayas.
Before I poly, red light in the Bob Molly. so I can cipher God bodies from the John Gottis. Everybody a boss saying they time's money. Women injections, leave them with the odd bodies. Babies having babies, wearing old navy, robbing old ladies. That's a product of no home training. I show you the ropes, I'm narrating Al Heyman. I told Lighty if I hate him, I'ma violate him. I'm not a shooter, but I know shooters. And if them shooters don't shoot up, I go suit up. Grand man and the W is televised. We ain't the niggas, media telling hella lies. This a campfire of a vampire. I don't sleep with hot beats through the amplifier. And any nigga got something to say. I'm like, yeah, okay, y'all corny anyway, Doc.
People say
my team hard, making them lean hard. You see more riders lined up than you see at a theme park. My queen hot, making the scene pop. Routine hot, online gangsters, I'm giving them screenshots. Hard white lyrics to guard right. Twisting the tail, sick as hell. Christian Bale from the Dark Knight. On site, fogging your fog lights. Your dogs like Swayze at the roadhouse, down for the bar fight. Like this, like a IG pic. Before the Seahawks 24, Lord, I've been on that beat shit. Pussy, you whack, something like a cheap trick. Mike in the Billie Jean vid, I got the streets lit. Shining star, find another, you gon' find it hard. Certain depth that can walk off with minor scars. Firing squad, defying the odds. And the flow solitary, just me behind the bars.
Sparks up the bulletproof, game face intensity, plot ingenuity, tech criminology, sharp mathematically, certified, recognized by every eye worldwide. Back to the streets of the do or die hustler. I understand politics, consistent, never quit, superstar, right hits. Come have a listen, y'all. Getting money, flipping it, scripting it, record it. Fans that applaud it, ship $100 million, they bought and took a snort of it. Quotes like heroin, coke mixed with dope. Have an overdose, cardiac, a law spin the beat back. Watch the magazine. Get a good track, I'm club pack 'em. They stiff cause the wisdom is swift when I'm attacking.
Out of everybody getting these deals, you got all these black ass motherfuckers getting deals. These pussy ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They're getting deals, and everybody got a deal, and everybody happy and shit. And Wu Tang, we the best.
Oh my days.
Wu Tang Clan ain't in a fuck.
Fresh Wu Tang Clan.
Brand spanking Wu Tang feat, Redman, people say. Yo, I didn't even know they had new tunes coming out, you know.
August that one came out.
Jeez. I must have been asleep or something when that dropped. But we're back fresh from Wu Tang and we're joined by special special guest, the man, the myth, the legend, Grim Sick. Is what we're saying.
My debut on this radio station. Yeah. Feels good.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
I'm hearing great stuff about the station, so it's an honour to be here.
People also don't know the man who single handedly freed Gucci Man.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How did you know that, man?
Because I tweeted you about however many years ago and it came out and we spoke about it then.
I'm a big Gucci man. Do you know what? Since he's come out, he's changed. He's not the same.
Yeah, not the same.
So you're great, back. Send him back.
So you're great at Gucci.
I like the belly and the codeine and the lean Gucci. Yeah, when he was on fire back then.
Lemonade Gucci. Yeah,
he was on fire back then.
You got a new single out with Getz and Mike Skinner
Darker the Shadow. There's a new OAE ego floating around. So.
Oh, okay. Is that like in concrete now? Is it just like testing?
Yeah, he's got
out?
An album coming out. I don't know what he's speaking on top of him, but yeah, that's what he's calling him. Hit the album.
Cool. It's an absolute banger. You like it? Well, man. Yeah, I was walking into shops opening the till for him. I was jumping over the counter. Yo, it was mad.
Thank you.
And do you know what? As well, I've actually seen people like when I've been on the tube and on whatever, just on the. I've seen man like going on iTunes selecting it. Like I've seen
have
it.
But
yeah, man, I was in the lift. Coming back from radio last week and I've seen someone getting it up. Yeah,
that's the power of Mike Skinner.
Yeah,
I had to get that verse out of him. It took me months.
Bro, it's you. You've released. I remember the first time I came across you was when you sent for Grimmy.
Oh, yeah, all them times ago. Okay, yeah.
And then fuck your courser, shitty courser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I was going crazy on him.
Yeah, man, you went mad. Then clashed him in the dungeon.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
A couple controversial moments went down in there.
You're not going to bring that up, are you, man? Because then sweep that under the rug and keep moving on, man.
And then I'll step over that. I won't bring
Thank
that
you,
one
man,
up.
Thank you, man.
I won't bring that one.
The second that comes out as a gif, I'm over, man.
Yeah, and then from there you've gone on and you've done bangers with some of the biggest, straight off the bat as well. It wasn't
I
like,
know.
Because for me it seemed like you came out of nowhere. I'd never seen you before, that grimy thing. After Lord of the Mics, everyone wanted to work with you.
I know, from Swindon as well, from the countryside.
Yeah, man.
That's beautiful, though. That's great, man. You know what I mean? The responses, you know, how does that make you feel, man? Like, it's like an overnight celebrity. You know,
yeah, but it's a travelling, bro. I'm spending so much money travelling every day. I still live there.
Okay.
Yeah, I still live there. Yeah, I come out from there today.
Wicked. That's dope, man.
I have other stuff to do, so.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, so you come straight out, you've worked with JME. You did a track with Corrupt FM.
I know.
They were like the biggest people at the moment right now.
They just signed with XL as well, man.
With JKP, Funky D. Legend, Funky D on there.
Manners take you a long way, man.
Yeah.
It's just manners, man.
Yes, and then but every track you release as well, it just seems harder than the rest. You know, like 200 bags, the remix, you know what I mean? And then just on and on. It's been a very impressive climb.
Thank
man,
you,
very
man.
Quick.
You lot are just bigging my ego up, man. I was feeling quite down today, but thank you.
No, it's good to have you on, man. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, man.
But there's one pressing question that we really want to ask
let's
you.
Let's go, man. Let's get gritty.
I think you may never have been asked this before. Well, we'll find if you have, then we'd like to know how.
Would you rather sniff a line of foot shavings or eat a toenail? Someone else's
like
toenail.
A big chunky toenail.
Big toenail.
And you have to. It's not optional. You can't just
do you have to swallow it?
No. You've got to chew that.
Just chew it.
For 10 seconds.
You have to swallow it after.
I'm about to do the sniff,
you know.
The foot shaving.
I think I might have to. You don't have to chew a toenail. You know where that's got the dirt on the streets if they're wearing sandals.
But the foot shaving, though, is kind of similar.
What would you do?
I said
chew the toenail because it's only 10 seconds, isn't it?
And then
wash it out.
No,
but then you taste it. Whereas if you snorted the foot shaving,
straight to your brain.
Who thought of that question?
So basically, I apologise.
Well, we ask all guests actually. This is the standard question. Yeah, yeah. We just ask everyone that, don't we? Yeah.
What's the problem, Grim?
No problems.
Before we were talking about a story of a woman who sells her underwear and her foot shavings and a toenail clipping.
Is that fetish,
online.
Is it?
She makes 75 pounds per pair of pants
she makes. You might have to do a remix, bro.
Let's bring her on, man. Let me join your two crew. Let's bring her on right now.
Madness.
I'm thinking about getting into myself now, to be honest.
Why not?
I can't not. Do you reckon I could get £75 for my pants?
I don't think women would pay £75 for
Kelvin's
pants. Clean, but not used, maybe. But
no, what's wrong with my?
I just think generally, I don't know whether men are more likely.
And men have Gucci's. That's more than women have got down there. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
If anything, I deserve 100 bags.
We'll test it out. Why don't you try it?
So that's where the foot shaving question came from.
It wasn't just
like what we've come straight out on the bat with.
Okay.
But back to the music again. What I wanted to know was, how did you get to get on, open the till with Mike Skinner and Getz like that?
Obviously I'm signed to Mike Skinner right now.
I've got a deal with Mike Skinner.
Basically, I was begging Mike to come back out of retirement. And I said, Mike, please give me a verse. I said no.
Thank you for that.
So I rang Getz up and said, Getz, give me a verse on this tune, because I did a verse for him on his new thing that's coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I said, Getz, can you give me a verse, like a 50 swap, you know what I mean? Premier League sticker thing. You get me?
After the game.
And then I said, Mike, if I get Getz on the tune, would you jump on the tune? And I think I kind of persuaded him. I think I did. I don't know if I did, but it was more than just me.
Whatever swap that was, you got a shiny there, bro.
We flew to Ibiza for another video.
You got like one of them. You got like one of them 06 Etos. You know what I mean?
I rate Skinner so much, man.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how much I rate him.
It's a madness.
I'm so low key around him. You see me at Tonga.
I saw you at Tonga.
Man turned over, man. Yeah.
But I don't even think Mike Skinner knows how much of a legend that he is.
Oh my God,
bro!
It
was my life, like my childhood growing up, like my youth. Do you know what I mean?
Influenced a generation.
It's mad.
He don't get it at all.
No, and then everything else that he does off the back of that, it's just incredible. But then he just doesn't seem like he's Like, if I'm producing with the shit he did, I'd be out there all the time screaming it from rooftops.
I know, he don't. Mate, he said to me, Grim, thank you for working with me. I'm thinking, me? I said, thank you for working with me. Is it the other way around, bro? You know what I mean? Jesus, he's good. He's a good guy, man.
What was it like working with Corrupt FM as well?
Well, then, yeah, didn't it come out of character, those lads? Mm. I felt like I was in flipping People Do Nothing, man. Yeah, they didn't come out of character, man. I was trying to get a normal convo out of the geezers.
Stay professional to the end, right?
I ain't seen that man out of character.
I've only met them once and they weren't in character.
Weren't they?
No. And in fact, I've met them twice, sorry, and neither time they were in character.
How come they was in the character for me then?
I don't know, bro.
It stayed in character. The grinder was I'm grinder.
I'm probably not worth it. Do you know what I mean? They want to waste their energy on me.
Nah, they're good, man.
Was it hard to get all of them people on the track because you had P Money, JK, Corrupt FM, and Funky D?
I know all of them personally.
Oh yeah, but
I mean, the whole ground team know each other. So you got a little WhatsApp group, your WhatsApps.
Yeah, but I mean, like, cause I know a lot of rappers who aren't the quickest at getting them verses.
But bloody hell, it's deadlines, man.
Yeah, man. Is it when you're getting that many people on a tune?
Yeah, I think because the tune was so big, it wasn't big, but it was doing all right.
Yeah,
so, and I'm glad you put it out on JDZ, man.
You like that, yeah?
Yeah. I love when people spot that channel, man.
They're a great channel, isn't it?
Yeah. That P110. Sorry about that. Yeah, man, I love them. I love them in JDZ.
I was going to ask you about the Kane video. Because I'm a wrestling man, obviously.
I see you interviewing the champion.
Right. Big up, brother. I appreciate that, man. But I heard from my sources that you're not a wrestling man.
I love wrestling.
You do?
I still watch it today.
Is that what it is?
I watch it today because...
Oh, I was told that you've never watched it ever.
Who said that?
Rival.
I watched it until the invasion.
And then that was it for you. Because they ruined. That was the storyline that they ruined,
come on,
didn't
man. That's like all your dreams coming true. Yeah. Goldberg against Austin. Man, dreamed of them sort of dreams.
Yeah. But I was going to ask about Kane. So, I mean, Skinner directed that video, right?
How long was
that process to make that video?
Months, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, months. This woman, I thought she had to play a tune, man.
Oh, no.
I was getting paranoid. I'm talking. Do you know when guests talk too much and you think just shut up?
I was getting paranoid too.
Before we do get into a tune, though, you're a big boxing fan, innit?
Oh, big boxer. Yeah. I moved from wrestling to boxing.
Yeah.
What we're saying about Canelo, GGG.
Golovkin got robbed, man.
Am I going to wait up to see Adelaide?
Did you watch?
Yeah, of course I did.
I'll never
miss a boxing match.
You like boxing as well?
Yeah, mad into it.
Me too. IFL TV.
Yeah, man. I was talking to Abby earlier about trying to get Coogan on the show.
I've got them today.
I've got Coogan and James
Halford.
That's sick. What did you think about that Adelaide Birds decision then? The 8 to 10.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's Oscar De La Hoya paying.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yo, something else.
I would never fight under Oscar De La Hoya.
No. And he's, you know what? Yeah. Even the 14, right, yeah, 15,
to blemish a man's record, to put a draw, is disgusting. Yeah, he's 37-0 and you got a draw on there, mate. It's just, and I would retire if I was Golovkin.
And they won't even. I bet they don't let Canelo fight him again and for like another 2 years. So GGG's a bit old, and then Canelo can win, take the belts.
To be fair to me, Canelo, he was boxing beautiful on the back foot.
Yeah, he was doing well.
Sweet and accurate every time, body shots, he's connecting him. But GGG, he wasn't connecting a lot, but he done enough to win the rounds.
Talking about haymakers, open the till.
Okay.
Could you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
This is Grim Sickers featuring Getz and Dark in the Shadow, Open the Till.
How you gonna act like they can't tell? Hey, Sickers, I hear act like that. I got a flow that served me well. 21, 25 like Adele. How you gonna act like they can't tell? Hey, Sickers, I hear act like that. I got a flow that served me well. Yeah, I said make that mill. Empty your pocket so you got a seal. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
Yeah, I said make that mill. Empty your pocket so you got a seal. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
I'm the real deal, still got the samurai sword that killed Bill. I spilt blood before I spilt milk, and we don't cry over spilt milk. Free cool smell when I still feel hungry. If Jack don't wanna roll, Jill will. Just done a move in Mill Hill. Came in the game like, yeah, I'm on the war. Now there's some mosh pit bears on the floor. I shout at shows till my hearing is poor, and I drive like I ain't aware of the law. I don't care anymore. Might say fuck it 1,000 times, and then tell man I won't swear anymore. Fuck it. I ain't all dear anymore.
I said make that mill. Empty your pocket so you got a seal. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
I said make that mill.
Empty your pockets and you got still. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
Yeah, I said made that mill. Empty your pockets and you got air. Done my stance, I left my near. Air this, air that, rare. Yeah, I said make that mill. Empty your pockets and you got shh. Man can't slend that shh. Spin man shh. Everything shh. I ran past every MC that I rated. PRS backdated. I feel like Neil from Matrix. Go away and come back like a bailiff. Not one thing a hater taught me. I'm in a grind scene feeling like Fury. Well, I told the haters to come talk to you. No credit, you had to WhatsApp call me. I said make that mill. Empty your pockets so you got still. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
Yeah, I said make that mill. Empty your pockets and you got still. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
If I gave my heart to you, I'd have none, you'd have two. I started out with nothing, took my pill at the ball. If you started out with something, then you've got it all to lose. I started out with nothing and I've still got it all. With your boo till the end of the food. You make ends meet, then they go and move the ends. I wanna live forever, no scars, no good. I wanna live forever, so far so good.
I said make that mill. Empty your pockets so you got still. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
Yeah, I said make that mill. Empty your pockets and you got still. Say that it won't, but I know that I will.
Open the till.
How you gonna act like they can't tell? Hey, sick as I hear, act like that. I got a flow that served me well. 21, 25 like Adele. How you gonna act like they can't tell? Hey, sick as I hear, act like that. I got a flow that served me well.
And we're back. That was Grim Sickers, Gets and Dark of the Shadow. Open the till. We've got Grim Sickers inside. What we say? So we've just had a tweet in regarding the woman who sells her pants online.
Oh, right.
From a guy who says, this is Paul Clark. He said, would never pay to sniff a woman's pants, but did used to whiff off my ex-girl's undies back in the day.
Creep.
Yeah, delete that tweet, please, Paul.
Did you know?
Were they still together?
Well, that's why she's the ex, probably. She caught her and was like, get out. But that's a bit...
What kind of... when... Is that like... Do you do it whilst masturbating or do you just be like...
I imagine the idea of sniffing pants would be supposed to lead to arousal, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, but like us,
I don't know why else.
Like people pick up and just sniff flowers and go, these are lovely.
Oh yeah, maybe.
And just
face full of undies, just in the zone. Yeah,
let us know, Paul.
Yeah, sure. Okay, please tell us more.
Should we get into our weekly segment of BroPro?
Yeah, we've got some special guests helping us today, let's get on with.
It's BroPro! With your hosts, Michael Payne, Reece Sanders, with special guest,
Grim Sickers.
Yeah, and Skillet.
And Skillet! Yeah,
not Michael Payne. No. He couldn't be bothered to make it this week. So this week I've got my own problem.
Yes.
It started off about 2 months ago, to begin with. Me and Michael Payne went out and bought some cheap ice creams.
Oh.
And we both ate them. And we both got toothache because of it. And then after like a day or two, his didn't bother him anymore, but mine still did. So about, what day is it today? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, maybe it was.
It was yesterday. Yeah.
I went to the dentist. And beforehand, I was quite paranoid. I was a bit scared. So my mate gave me these tablets. Mm-hmm. They were legal, not like any illegal drug. Gave me these tablets to like calm me down and get rid of anxiety and whatever. So then I went to the dentist, and first of all, the systems were down, and they made a mistake, and the dentist started shouting at me, and he was dead rude, and then everyone... Do you know when people overreact to things, and then it makes you feel a bit like, whoa, like, what's happening? So everyone was kind of like, are you okay? Yeah, you should complain, you need to do this, that, and the other, and like kind of like pandering around me, and I didn't really like it. Anyway, so it got off to a terrible start, but I finally got saw, whatever. Someone looked in my mouth, and... I got the anesthetic thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right. Then everything happens. I wake up. First thing I did when I woke up was asked out the dental nurse. So it didn't go great because I don't know this girl. Mm-hmm. So
what did she say though?
She said she was very flattered, but she had a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So that was great.
And then I went downstairs, and you have to get picked up. So I was thinking, I've gone downstairs, I've paid and whatever, and I'm trying to leave, and I'm walking down, and my grandma's found me in the street, and she's like, oh, are you okay? Like, do you need to get a lift home? And I was like, no, I'm going to the shop. Anyway, I get home absolutely off my... So anyway, I've called my grandma a cunt on the way home.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, that's where this God. This is where the story's led to.
That was
right.
Okay. Dropped
I didn't, I didn't see that coming
no,
at
no,
all.
No,
like, I was just like, where are you going with
it? It's got twists and turns, this story.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's first thing, yeah.
Yeah. So
any particular, how did that come about? Or you just called her that, just, or...?
Well... there was a lot going on at the time. I can't really remember. I was very hazy. I got home and then...
Oh, wow.
And everyone was kind of like talking to me. Everyone was laughing at me as well because I was off my off my tits. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, I'll just steal my dad's car. That would that would teach him. So I've tried to steal my dad's car, not very successfully, but that's happened. Anyway, then we're back. My mum's trying to feed me. Just, you know, have something to eat. Have something to eat. You'll be all right. I mean, what the fuck are you trying to give me? Like, what the fuck is that?
It was just poisoning you.
Yeah. Right? Why the fuck are you trying to poison me? At my mum, swearing just directly in my mum's face. Now, normally, I mean, even as a 25-year-old man who doesn't live at home, I could still catch a beating for one of these.
Absolutely.
I am not too old to get a clout around the ear hole. I am telling you now. Anyway, then took my sister's bank card off her. Don't know why. Didn't do anything. Just thought I'd steal it off her. And then we're in the living room and my mum's saying again, stop swearing in front of your grandma. And I stood up and I was like, swearing's fucking subjective. If I want to fucking swear...
I don't know if that word is subjective, is it? you've gone for the levels of swearing. You've gone straight to the top.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a more sweary word than that word, is there?
I don't think so.
No.
And then she's saying, yeah, that, pretty much what my mum was saying. It's not, you know what I mean? It is offensive. And I was like, no, it's fucking not. Why don't you shut your fucking mouth? Anyway, I've gone upstairs, passed out, and I've not seen them since.
Okay,
you probably won't again. So.
I'm just thinking, if I said that, what would happen to me? I'm Caribbean.
Okay.
You won't see me ever again. I'm dead.
You wouldn't be here for the show today, would you?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
I'm dead.
Right? Yeah. Luckily, I think everyone's given me a blight because I was off my tits. I've had to, on the train, not face-to-face apologies.
Just like bare texting. Like, yeah, I'm so sorry, man.
You were
I'm
off your face because you were texting me and it wasn't making... You said, I'm off my tits. I'll be honest, I probably won't remember you tomorrow. Not this, you. And I thought, okay, it's nice, isn't it? Thanks for that.
Sending shots, man.
Well, I was quite happy when he walked in today and he recognised me.
Some of the stuff that I did yesterday,
You've ruined lives.
My life and then about 5 relationships. Do you know what I mean? I think I might have torn a family apart.
Okay.
All over a cheap ice cream, man.
A 20.
It wasn't worth it, man.
For a 27p corn.
If there's any lessons
how much?
27p.
Where am I grabbing that from, bro?
Well, do you want to go through this? Do you like your family?
My teeth are alright, man. It's alright.
Yeah, mine were as well. But I never had a problem. I've got Cornetto now. I've not got a mom, a dad.
Seriously, where do I get a 27p Cornetto today, right now?
It was.
In London, no.
I think it was like a 5-pack from.
Was it a reboot one, yeah?
But it wasn't
Cornetto. No. It was a real Cornetto. But it was like a 5-pack of Cornettos from Sainsbury's.
Norchetto or something.
And it worked out at like 27p. Probably something like that.
Was it off on the same day or something? Was it? Was it expired?
It's not even ice cream in there, bro. Marshmallow.
But yeah, so I went to the dentist. I've still got toothache and now I've got no friends or family either.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, well.
And I'm 27p down. So.
Okay, well, over to you, Greg. How can he fix this?
Well, first of all, I will have gone for a different ice cream.
Yeah.
A 27p Cornetto, really should have got a little Magnum. They got a new salted caramel one out. That does all right wonders for the
nice.
Mouth. When you got home, maybe you should have went to sleep. Took a paracetamol, a bit of codeine, knocked out.
Where do you get codeine from?
They give you codeine. I had my tooth out the other day.
No one gave me fucking codeine.
You can get it in pharmacy. It's Cocodamol.
Yeah, Cocodamol.
So maybe lend your gran your Netflix password for a week.
Yeah,
let her watch a few films.
I've already when I set her TV up, I already put my Netflix.
You can't get onto Powers the episode because she's watching what she's watching.
She's got David Attenborough on, and I'm.
So basically, it's all down to the ice cream. I'll definitely upgrade to 27p and maybe, you know what I mean? So salted caramel Magnum's a new one that's going around, doing the rounds at the moment.
So that would have saved my relationship with my whole entire family.
Oh, of course.
Right.
That's a good endorsement for Magnums.
It is.
If you love your family.
It comes in a box as well. I'm very passionate about this Magnum. Yeah. Yeah. I tried it the other day.
Well, three a piece.
Box. One box.
One box.
Salt and it's quite pricey, $2.27. But if you go to little Tesco's.
You don't know Reese. Reese isn't buying that. He needs a 27p.
Listen, give your details at the end. I'll pay. Power it.
Brother, thank you.
Treat yourself, man. We'll do that on the house, man.
If you love your family, buy a Magnum.
Buy a
That's
Magnum.
That's true. Everyone knows that. What if you got them so they could experience what you've gone through? Just give them the 27p Cornetto, and then we could all.
You know about my dad. I talk about my dad a lot. My dad, I don't know if he's a. I think he might be a sitcom character. I'm not sure if he's a real person or not.
Why?
Have you ever seen the program Parks and Recreation?
Never.
Right.
My apologies.
Basically, my dad is the most manly man that ever. He says, socks are for women and gays. Now, I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
He's wrong.
Yeah, he's massively wrong. He's very old fashioned. But I didn't know socks were gender or sexuality specific. I didn't know.
So what? Is he barefoot all the time?
He's got feet like concrete blocks. One time he stood on a screw, not a nail, a screw. It went into his foot and he said, "Here, lad, pull this out for me." I thought, no, I can fucking stay in there for the rest of my life. I am not pulling that out.
What's the sock thing all about then?
I don't know. He just thinks, I don't know. He just doesn't think men wear socks.
So if he goes to a wedding,
I hate not wearing socks though.
Do you know when I went home this weekend, one of my friends is having a kid, and he said, my mum went, when is it due? And I said, I don't know, I never asked. Mm. And my dad, I was like, but I do care. My dad went, so you're still in touch with your feminine side?
Oh, wow.
Why? Because I care that my friend is having a kid.
Your dad sounds like a legend though.
Yeah, that's jokes.
he won't stand for any shit. I've seen him. My mum and dad's back garden leads onto quite a rough alleyway. I've seen people jump over my back fence to get away from police or whatever.
Okay.
I've seen my dad chase him down the street in the car, drive back up the road, walking alongside his car, and make him jump back over the fence again.
I would hate to kick my football over that fence, I'll make sure I get it back.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Well, on that note, should we get into a song and say goodbye to our guests?
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for coming.
I feel like at home, man, part of the family now.
Yeah, I can't get rid of Grimm so soon, can we?
Yeah. Wow, I come with a new Wu-Tang song and highly educated me, and that's made my day.
Yeah, well. Oh, thank you, and thank you for teaching me a way to fix the bond with my family.
Let's do it again, man. I'll get Matt Skinner, we'll do it again.
Yeah, 100%. We'll do that, thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.
Fuck.
Dineo, raised in the sauce.
Dineo.
What a he's absolutely killing it.
Absolute legend.
He's been about for time. He's finally getting the recognition he deserved by the labels, man. Signed to Universal now,
yes,
is
he
it?
Is. Yes, yeah, he is. Yeah.
Killing
yeah.
it.
Can I just say, Grimsicker is probably one of my favourite guests we've ever had here.
Amazing.
What a guy.
And also, you're killing it today as well. Let's
clap.
Yay!
We are too.
Let's go for that.
One for that!
Yay! Okay, right.
So,
okay.
Raised in the sauce. What does that? What sauce?
Oh,
what
I don't know.
Oh, actually, gonna stop you there.
Yeah.
You are a mayo hater, aren't you?
Yeah, mayo.
What are your views on mayo?
I love mayo. Ugh. Mayonnaise.
Yes. Mayonnaise has just taken over tomato ketchup as the number one condiment.
And
has
it? Yeah, Reece sent that to me, and I just went, nope.
I sent it to Justin, and he put the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
You don't
no
like
way.
Mayonnaise at all?
I don't really like condiments, to be honest.
Okay.
So,
well, let's go back there. Okay. Wheel up the blood clot.
So, what do you dip your stuff in? You
I
your
don't.
Chips or whatever?
I don't dip, I just eat the chips.
With salt.
There's no dip. I tell you, the only thing I don't hate is sour cream.
Okay.
But that's the deadest
like,
one.
Yeah, that
the deadest.
Is.
But I don't like ketchup. Brown sauce, daddy sauce.
Why is it called daddy sauce?
Daddy
why are you called
what,
it that, man?
What brown sauce and daddy sauce.
Oh, never daddy
really HP sauce.
Oh no, no, I don't like daddy sauce. I don't like well, mustard. Mustard. No, tartar. I don't like that.
Horseradish.
Peri peri. No, no.
Wow.
Just a bit of vinegar, really.
What?
This is just.
What, well, you've got Italian in you, don't you?
Yes.
And I'm sure Italian people don't normally have condiments.
No, not
they?
A lot of condiments. We do like sauces, you know, carbonara.
Yeah, yeah, you make your own sauces. Mm, yeah,
lovely
yeah.
sauces, but I don't, you know, I'm going to dip my chips in carbonara. That'd be a bit weird.
I imagine you have, like, bags of pasta. Like, how insane.
Well, that you just dip it.
Well, that like racist.
You just dip it like chips, you mean? Italians get their pasta. And
no,
just
we didn't dip
penne.
It. dip it? No.
Just bags of pasta just laying around.
Okay.
Just going around.
Yeah.
I'm not having the mayo.
Because what you can't just eat plain chips.
Put salt on it.
No, you can't.
I have to have ketchup in my soup. Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't even eat chips, right? But no one eats plain potato.
Reese
right?
doesn't like potatoes, so we bring it
no,
back
like,
to
you
him.
You don't like potatoes, Reese? No. What is going on with you guys?
Exactly. So yeah, that's why in my house, all I have is just bags of pasta because I don't eat fries.
Where's your family from?
Nottingham.
Oh, you're not Irish.
My whole family live on one street.
You haven't got no Irish in you, don't you? No.
No.
Potatoes popular in Nottingham? Is that a Nottingham thing?
We don't have them there.
Don't
no, because
potatoes,
you can't.
Yeah.
The soil doesn't have the right kind of fertility. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not fertile, sorry.
No, there's no potatoes in Nottingham.
So
but you
can't actually say potatoes are like twice what? As much because they don't come from inside of Nottingham. You have to get them.
But you have Toby Carvery,
as
we know. So I was like, okay.
I just made it all up.
Have a roast dinner. What do you have? No potato?
No, I don't. I used to. This is nowhere. Of a lie, this is going to sound weird. I used to have pasta on my Sunday dinner.
Are you serious?
Yeah, imagine with gravy as well.
I've never heard of that.
No, no,
but I don't
no.
know more. Now no, I just have like 20 Yorkshire puddings instead.
I've never heard of that before.
Wow, well, all this talk about food.
Do you know why I'm always talking about food? Because I'm high.
Yeah, he is legit.
Yeah, that is true. I am high right now. but another high
on
man,
life,
yeah,
and weed,
mainly the weed.
Yeah.
So a man in his underwear protested until the police gave him his bong and weed bag.
Wow.
I don't know if that works or not. I don't know.
It worked for him.
Did it? Let's find out.
Kind of.
Wearing nothing but... Oh, it says nothing but socks, running shoes and a pair of brightly coloured briefs. Jeffrey Shaver.
Hey. Mr. Shaver.
Has been protesting outside a courthouse and various police stations in the region for 2 weeks while smoking a bong. Shaver is a registered medical marijuana user, but was arrested by Waterloo Regional Police for possession of marijuana. He said, "The police aren't very familiar with the law, but they are charging you under it anyway. Shaver, who said he smokes pot to treat anxiety, depression and back pain, said initially he started smoking a bong while fully clothed outside of a police station in the area in a protest a few days after the arrest. He then took his protest to the regional courthouse and the police station nearby." Do you know, I'm a marijuana user.
Not,
you're not, are you?
No, I don't.
No, I'm not either.
I am. However, Whoever says weed cures anxiety is chatting shit, because as soon as you smoke weed, anxiety heightens by like a million. Really? I do not care what anyone says. That is... And now you can get a I'm all for legalising marijuana, but to say it's for anxiety, do you know what I mean?
Isn't that just something you say to get your medical marijuana card? Yeah. Oh, I've got back pain. There you go. In America and Canada.
But do you know sometimes, do you know if I've been, you know, on a bit of a weed binge, and it's been like a few days I've been smoking weed, like a couple of days straight, and then I stop, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I'm aching all over, like my body hurt, never even noticed.
So if anything, smoking weed gives you back pain and anxiety.
No, you don't realise you've got the back, like you could be aching, but because you're so high, you can't feel the pain.
Right.
Oh, okay. So then when you're not high, you're like, oh, shit. Okay.
That's probably what he means then.
Yeah, that's why he needs his weed.
Yeah.
Or his bong.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. He said, I've been out at the courthouse for the past 4 months or so protesting, of course with clothes on in the smoking section, but my case hadn't been getting traction. He then decided to strip down to his underwear to call more attention to his case. He could have thought of something else.
Yeah,
surely.
Maybe
just like one of them hats with a spinny thing on top. That would paint himself silver. I don't know. Do you know,
could
like
silver could have worked?
Sniffed underwear or sniff some toe shavings or something outside the court. That gets your attention.
At Fathers for Justice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They get attention. And I've never seen them stripped down in the pants with a bong in their hand. You know what I mean? Anyway, Shaver said he will continue his scantily clad process until he gets his belongings back.
I like that term, scantily clad. It normally applies to women, doesn't it?
I seem to be known for it now. I don't know if that's a good thing, mate. I'm not going to be honest with you.
So he's famous for this now?
Yeah.
He does it more than once. Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I may have to keep up appearances. Only he said that. No one else is thinking that.
He's enjoying this, man. He's loving this.
He's psyching it.
He says, I think so far I'm going to go with it and see how far it goes. Too far.
It's going to have to be full nudity at some point. People are going to get bored of the man in the thong, aren't they? They're going to want to see, like, full... They'll just get used to him, just kind of walk past.
And they'll see if his name really lives up to Shaver.
Clean Shaver or not Clean Shaver.
Yeah, you can't have a day off, can you? I don't know. He has been charged with public nudity.
He was wearing a thong, by the way.
Oh, was he?
Because, the police spokesman said that they received a call about a man wearing a thong with his buttocks exposed outside the courthouse. Right. So that's like...
Wait, so buttocks are an offensive part of the...
Yeah, well, he's been charged with public nudity now.
Are the buttocks sexually...
Yes and no. I think so.
Yeah.
But...
Like, more for women, I believe. I don't think on a man.
You like a bum.
Yeah, I do like a bum, but do you know, if in context, I told you my story about the vagina last week, the one that looked me in the eye.
There was a lady that Rhys was intimate with, and she'd had some...
No, not that vagina.
Oh, not that vagina. Okay. Oh, it's another vagina. Oh. Sorry, what's the other vagina?
The other vagina was when I accidentally looked at it during the show. In Fashion Week, in Chichester.
Oh yeah, there was a model that in Fashion Week, when you get changed, you're supposed to keep an underwear or some underwear on, but this model just didn't, and so Reese just got an eye full of her vagina.
Yeah, so I saw, and there's also like women don't wear bras, so there's, you see, I don't know, there was 18 female models. You'll see, but never once would I ever, even see, when you see them, it's not sexual. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like boobs.
Or
like boy's vagina, whatever. So if you see a guy smoking a bong outside of a police station, I'm going to say it's not very sexual.
No, but it is nudity. So that is public nudity.
Then what about bikinis?
Well, that's a good point. But that's allowed on a beach, isn't it? I don't know if you're allowed to go outside a courtroom in a thong bikini. Maybe you would get arrested there for public nudity. I don't quite know the law on that. But I was thinking... Like, how good is this bong and weed that he can't just get another one? Like, he has to keep going back and protesting about it for months. It must be amazing.
It must be some real,
but
real high-class
stuff. He's still got one. He's got another one.
Yeah, but maybe that's his special bong. He really wants it back.
He's attached to it,
Because he's not giving up, is he, at all?
I don't know if I was the police, I'd just say, listen, mate, just take the fucking bong.
Yeah, just give it to him. Do you? I don't think you do. Are you a partaker of a bong?
No, they just... you get too high to... I don't like to get that high where I can't do anything and I just get munchies and I'm I like to just get a little bit high, get around my day, just be a bit chilled out. A bong is quite like an intense, you smoke it and you just sit there and don't talk to anyone for about 4 hours.
Well, when I was, a lot younger, I think I was about 12 or 13, and it was a present that my my mum gave us very nice colours. It was a glass kind of ornament thing.
Okay.
Blue, pink. I was into all that. I was kind of going through a bit of a hippie phase, you know, crystals and stuff. But I didn't realise until a few later that she'd accidentally given me a bong as a present. So that was, she didn't know either. But it came in useful, obviously. Like later. It was a bizarre present. I did think, oh, it's quite nice. It's quite a little glass ornament thing. From one of those. I remember going, you know, those, do you know the shops that sell them? They used to sell like the crystals and the hanging like things as well. And bongs, it turned out.
Right,
as well.
Okay.
But, so she didn't realise, and I'd never told her.
Mine, I bought my mum an opium pipe by accident.
Really?
Mm. It was this like silver peacock one, and it looked amazing, and she didn't know it was a pipe.
An opium pipe?
Yeah, it's an opium pipe.
God damn.
So now my mum's a big smack head.
So. Yeah, because of you. You're so good. You're good to your family,
aren't
you?
And you cussed her out the other day.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad about that. My nonna wants to buy a shisha, though.
Oh, okay. I've always wanted to try one of those. I've never tried shisha. No, I would like to.
I mean, it's just...
Was it good?
Like
fruits, isn't it?
It's not tobacco, is it?
No. But it's like vaping. Like, I don't know. I know I smoke, and I wish I didn't. That's one of my biggest regrets in life, was starting smoking.
Oh, really?
So I tried those e-cigarettes to get off it, but then they're a lot hot, and I think, what even is that liquid? It's all thick and like... Mm. Do you know what I mean? Is that...
Is it really safe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think the same with shisha.
No, but shisha is just fruity. I don't know, actually. I would like to just have a go at one. But they also, you see them in some cafes, don't you? Doing it. Apparently it is tobacco. Abby's put on screen.
She didn't. Well, she can't spell.
She said it is tobacco, but I think she means it is tobacco. Also called hookah.
Yeah, hookah.
Hookah.
Yeah.
Hookah.
Oh, yeah, a hooker's something else.
Yeah.
But I don't mind getting one of them in it nowadays. But you see people, they always go, they have like proper shisha cafes, or I don't know if they're cafes or bars.
Yeah,
that's got tobacco in it. So how can they be sort of... Are they? Maybe they're not allowed to be indoors.
They're all outside now, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. You have to be over 18 to smoke a hookah.
Yes, we have right.
Okay.
Outside and over 18.
Abby knows a lot about.
She's not even like.
She's not even
that.
Researching
she's
it.
Just
no,
straight up on the.
Yeah, she's just typing it straight.
Oh, okay. Right. There
are loads in Cardiff.
Loads in Cardiff.
Loads of hookers in Cardiff.
But I've never really saw the thrilling. Because you don't get any kick from it.
I think there's people just enjoy the act of smoking
and the social aspect
of that in heaven.
Social. I mean, I'm not saying that Abby smokes these, but clearly
she definitely
she's
does. She clearly does.
Yeah, of course.
I used to get with friends. Yeah, she smokes.
Sure.
But they should, because you can get the alcohol that you can like compress and turn into like a liquid, into a gas, can't you? And then you inhale the gas. Yeah, you must have seen that.
No.
If you like get it and you pump it so and it turned into like gas.
No.
I think that would be a better thing, going around sitting around smoking alcohol with your friends and just getting steaming.
Okay.
Firing alcohol. Smoking on, I don't know.
But well, it wouldn't be as... Wait, just drink it.
Don't say any more about it. Let's write that down.
Okay.
During the break,
it's a good idea.
We'll pitch it.
It'd be nicer just to drink it, wouldn't it?
But do you know if you've got like a lovely little G&T or you have a white wine spritzer because you're very classy.
Very classy.
What's your tipple?
White Russian.
A white Russian.
Oh, okay.
I'm a white Russian man.
Yeah,
see, we're all sat around with our glasses.
Oh, hold on. Are we talking about drinks?
Drinks, yes.
Oh, sorry. Rum and coke.
Oh, okay.
Like rum and coke.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, okay.
So we're all sat around with our classy drinks.
Yeah.
Smoking a little alcohol as well at the same time.
You'd just be hammered, though, wouldn't you? Like two hits of alcohol at the same time.
It's like a little chaser, do you know what I mean? It's like having a Jaeger bomb after every pint.
That would maybe work for me and Skillet, but for you, what you don't know about Reese, another thing to learn about Reese is that if you're sick around him and you're drunk, do not expect him to come and like hold your hair, or it will be in any way helpful to you to stop with it. Because he says, it's your fault if you want to go out binge drinking and vomiting everywhere, I'm not even coming near you.
Reese,
it's
is
your fault.
Hilarious. So, that's how he got the do-rag on, because he heard in advance
Reese, you're funny.
So
other people's bodily fluids, right?
Yeah.
And if you're being sick, it smells, it looks horrible, it makes me feel sick. And you got that drunk, yeah?
Well, you're
that's
making
your
us drunk
fault.
With two hits of alcohol. We're smoking and drinking
But I'm
alcohol.
Not forcing you. I'm not saying put all of this in your body right now. Do you know what I mean? If you get drunk that quick off your or like that off your own back, don't expect me to help you. That's what I'm saying.
Reese, thanks, Reese.
I know I'd put you in the recovery position,
thanks for that. That's nice.
You put us in it. That's what you would do. The recovery position.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. At least you can do that. That's
fine. Something, I suppose.
Should we get into a song and ponder about how bad I am as a human?
Well, this next song is a big friend of the show and the station. It's a brand new one from The Last Skeptic, who's coming in soon.
The Last Skeptic.
This is a new one called Keep It Simple.
Ooh, love me. We don't need a touch, we don't need a rush. Can you just hold me? I can be the last line you take when you're lonely. If you don't feel too great, well darling, you can call me. I'll be the first, I'll be the second, I'll be the loneliest guy. I don't really need no love, but darling, singing lullabies. But we can just try. Just keep it simple, my love. I don't need to go this all night. Oh, oh, oh. Just keep it simple, my love. I don't really want this all fight. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I don't even need you. You can cut a vein, you can see the pain. Now I bleed you. It will be the only time that I will be the see-through. And if we just keep the things we're doing as I be you, let's just keep it simple. Let's keep it simple, my love. I don't need to go this all night. Oh, oh, oh. Let's keep it simple.
Last Skeptic, Keep It Simple, featuring Matt Wills.
Yes, it
brilliant.
Was.
A former guest, Matt Wills.
A former guest, Matt Wills, and friend of the show and of us as people.
Yeah.
The Last Skeptic.
He's coming in October the 4th, I think, if that's a Wednesday. If it's
wicked.
Not, then it's not.
Yes, he is. Can't wait for that, actually. He's doing very well himself, The Last Skeptic. He's going on tour again with Doc Brown.
November, December, I think.
I'm sure he'll tell us when
he comes
in.
Yeah, we'll just ask him.
Should we get into another story, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Because a guy has advertised his services online as a professional mourner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Sylvester Ricardo Moss has described himself as a professional mourner, and a recent Facebook post shows the services he offers and just how much each service will cost you.
I can't believe it.
His ad reads, "Do you want to boost your funeral? Hire me, the professional mourner. To come and cry at the funeral." Below are the summer special price. These are summer specials.
Okay.
So you want to get in quick before winter comes around because it's a bit pricey around there.
How much am I paying? Talk to me.
So what do you really want next? If you want the normal crying, it's $50.
That's not enough.
If you want the bohemian hollering, that's going to cost you $100.
Okay.
He'll cry and roll around on the ground for $150.
I'm in. Yep.
crying and threatening to jump into the grave, $200.
I'm sold on that one. That's the one I want.
Crying and actually jumping into the grave, $1,000. Inbox me for details.
Amazing. Okay.
Wow. That is... I want... Well... Personally, I'm not a big fan of funerals. I just think...
I don't know if anyone is really a big fan of funerals.
No, I mean,
a bit
like...
of a weird...
I don't know if I want one, personally.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know when I'm dead, innit? Whatever. Yeah, just dash me in a hole. Don't tell anyone. I don't know. Leave me to science. Let kids play with me. I don't know. Whatever you want to do with it. Throw me in a ditch behind my house. I don't really... It's just...
Okay.
It's just a body, innit?
It's very... It's true, yeah.
My mum actually... I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's show. My mum texted me the other day and said, your grandma and sister are having a ring made out of your granddad's ashes. Would you be interested in one? But no! No, I fucking wouldn't! Don't want my dead granddad on my body! No!
In a ring, though?
So I asked for a snow globe and they said no.
Oh, that's actually quite...
That'd be quite good if he's ashes.
Oh my God.
But why would I want my dead... Why have they still got him? He died a year ago.
People keep ashes, don't they?
Where? Whose house? Hopefully not one I've been in. Is it? Why would I? Why? Why?
In an urn, right?
In an urn.
Are you? Were you really close with your granddad?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
Well, then it's being nice, isn't it? Just thinking maybe you want a piece of him.
I remember what he looked like. I know who he is.
That's true, yeah.
No, I hear what you say. You've got a point. It's a bit... Yeah.
A dead body. This is someone's dead body that's been set on fire and burnt. Mm-hmm. And they just go...
Moulded into a ring.
Yeah. Earring, maybe? Nice earring, nice nose ring. I don't know. Get your nose pierced, something.
My nose is...
Septum nipple ring.
I don't know if my granddad would ever want to be a nipple ring.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
But it's nice to see that he finally got his dream of becoming a fashion designer anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? If it was against his will or not. But yeah. But when it comes to actual funerals themselves, I'm not sure I want one.
Okay.
Do you reckon you'll have enough friends to attend a funeral?
Well, again, you'll be dead, so it doesn't really matter. But you're worried already that there wouldn't be enough people there and it'd be embarrassing, low turnout. Get this guy down.
But how? I'll be dead. How do I hire him?
Exactly. Well... You have to arrange that before.
I'm very selfish, so I would like everybody to be upset about
me. And weeping.
I might even put some money aside.
Yeah, because you can pay him now.
Let them know, you know.
So whenever you die,
pay this guy.
What if he dies before you?
I'm screwed, aren't I? I'm just wasting my money for no reason.
We don't have photos of him on here.
No.
But he's a larger gentleman.
Oh, really?
He's jumping in the grave.
I'm not sure that he. I think you would outlive him.
Oh, okay.
My other thing is, why do you want people crying? Do you not want people to turn up at your funeral? Have a little drink, little boogie.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah.
No, that's in the wake. At the actual funeral, the etiquette is cry for that bit.
Yeah.
And then go and get really drunk afterwards.
That's what it is.
That's it. And then just have a nice time at the wake.
They'll probably mention your funniest moments.
When
I remember when Reese came from the dentist and told me to fuck off. Call me a cunt. That's probably what's going to happen at your funeral.
Your best bits, yeah.
I want, like, you know, the vicar getting out. Wait, do I have to have a vicar? Because
no,
I'm not religious.
You're human. If you're human, you don't have to have a vicar.
So what happens at a humanist funeral?
Fling in the river, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
I've got just some concrete boots
something
and dash
like
me in the trench. Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah, that suits me down to the tee. You know, a bit of whiskey in there, everyone turning up.
I don't know if this actually happens in real life, but you see it a lot in films, and I've always think, you know when people scatter the ashes and it just flies back in their face? And they end up like, I've just eaten my granddad because it's all the ashes come back. I wouldn't want to do that. I want to be around a scattering
of
ashes.
Would you rather sniff a line of your granddad's ashes?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
I'm going to go for the other one. I need an either or. I'm just like,
I thought I'd think of one quick enough, but I couldn't.
All right, so you asked me, would I rather swallow? What is it?
Swallow the tip of his finger whole sniff a line of ashes?
Well, obviously ashes. I'm not swallowing a finger.
No, not the whole, just the tip.
No.
Just a tip.
I'm not.
Relax.
Well, you think of something quicker off the top of your head. You really put me on the spot.
Sorry, all right. I don't know. Would you rather snort your granddad's ashes I can't think of anything.
Or sniff Sylvester's Ricardo Moss's underwear.
Yeah.
I give his underwear a sniff. I actually know he's a larger gent and they sweat more. Men have Gucci's.
And he rolls around, by the way, a lot.
Yeah, and he'll jump in your grave.
Rather snort your granddad? Well, it has to be dead. It wouldn't be alive. But your granddad's ashes. Or lick his dirty snot tissue.
Well, I'd obviously rather lick your snotty tissue. Oh, what? Actually.
No.
But I dead wouldn't. Person ash. All right, next week, I'm going to bring in.
Weird.
What would you rather do?
I would sniff the ashes. I'm not licking a tissue.
I know we've still got his ashes somewhere, so I'm bringing in some next week and you're going to have to do a line.
No,
you
really
said
right.
It now. No, going back to black. This is it.
What would you do? Would you lick the tissue?
I'm
going
to lick the tissue, yeah.
What?
I would, yeah.
It's snotty.
I don't want to.
It's not a snotty tissue.
Sniff your granddad's ashes.
No, no, no.
How is that? How is that the more normal option?
I thought I was being quite normal.
But at the same time, I have seen
I would
seen
say put it out there
hard.
On Twitter, but that might be weird as a poll, actually, wouldn't it? Would you rather sniff your dead granddad's ashes or lick his tissue? I don't know if we should. Oh, yeah, that is true. Keith Richards, I remember that. He did. He snorted his dad's ashes.
Here's one for you. So, my ex-girlfriend, and then Shade, we all know her, lovely girl. If she's listening, hi, Shade. Anyway, her uncle, her godfather is Jimmy White, the snooker player. And when his brother died, him and Shade's father, they went and and Shade's dad went and stole the body from the morgue, took it round to his house, like it was already dressed up, put some cards in his house, a cigar in his mouth, and sat round. It's a famous story. They got caught and done for it.
Okay.
And played cards with the dead body, just sat in the corner of the apartment all night.
What?
Then at the end of the night, tried to put it back into the taxi, but the body was hard, and said he'd had to really fold it.
It's not rigor mortis by that point, yeah.
So told the taxi driver he was just drunk, and that was it. But then they got back, and then they got caught breaking him back in.
That sounds like a film. I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's called
that's Weekend
a true story.
At Bernie's. Have you ever heard of that
film? I have heard of that
There's
film.
There's a picture. Abby, if you can throw up the picture on screen. Where it's like he goes on somewhere with his boss and then he dies and he has to spend the weekend like, and he's jet skiing and stuff with this dead boss with that like, Weekend at Bernie's. There was a sequel as well.
And it's
just like,
I haven't seen that.
But
there was a sequel to
Weekend at Bernie's 2, funny enough. Because you'd think that corpse should have been rotted. But there was a sequel. So that's
was the boss's daughter or someone?
I don't know. I can't remember actually. I don't know whether he was trying to get a some sort of deal or pay rise or something. But
there's an 80s film.
But he has to just I don't know who the actor is that played the guy, but it's not a great role. It's just playing a corpse
that's,
for two films.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Was it the same corpse in the second film?
It must have been someone related, or someone else. That's very unlucky to do that twice. But
and could you imagine trying to play that role?
It could be quite hard, it might be quite fun, though.
But it's hard not to move at all, is it? When someone's flinging you around. So actually, you could probably do quite a good job.
I know. Or breathe. Noticeably breathe.
Blink. Can't
he's got glasses on, so...
Chew, yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All the tough questions today we're asking, aren't we?
Would you Weekend at Bernie's it for a job?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, you mean... But yeah, what, like if it was... Like hang out with a corpse, you mean?
Yeah. Could you hang out with a corpse for a day, do you think?
I mean, if I was getting paid for it, yes, hell yeah.
No. What do you mean, hang out? What, am I taking to the cinema? What am I doing?
All right, let's make it more realistic than just hanging out with a corpse, because that doesn't happen too often.
No.
Could you be a funeral, an undertaker? Do they deal with a corpse?
Yeah,
no.
They do.
Well, if I didn't have to deal with the bodies
for like a day,
coffins,
for like a day, if you were a hairdresser or a makeup artist and someone hired you to do the hair or makeup of a dead person, would you do it?
I don't think so. I don't think I would. No, I don't know why. Would you? Would you do it?
I'm sure you must get big money.
I'm thinking money here.
Okay.
This is very shallow, isn't it? No, I actually wouldn't. No, and in all seriousness, no.
All right, so for £1,000 then, would you rather...
£1,000? Okay, you get it for £1,000.
Would you rather hang out with the corpse or sniff that dirty underwear and / toe shavings?
Wait, for a grand?
Yeah.
I'd hang around with the corpse.
Hang out with the corpse, man.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Jesus, okay.
Because I don't have to put any of that corpse in my body. Wait, I don't have to put any of that corpse in my body.
No, I don't. That would be highly illegal. So no part of the corpse in your body.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. So I'd hang out with the corpse for a day.
Okay, cool.
Because I could just like chuck it in the back seat of my car and just cruise around. It won't matter. Do you know what I mean? If it smells a bit.
That's it.
Just get those magic trees out over the interior.
You can beat the corpse in FIFA.
Exactly, you know I'd spin it. Okay. I'd finally get my first victory on FIFA. You know what I mean? I'd be buzzing.
All right, well, that's good. That's a second job for you then, or third today. Also be an undertaker.
Yes, wait.
Pantseller.
Yeah, pantseller, undertaker, and...
So radio presenter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Not this one as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Talking about radio presenting, should we play in the little rhythm,
Let's
shall
do
we?
It.
Oh.
Are you an up or in a lie?
Better be in a lie.
Yeah. Better be on my side.
True.
So it's awkward. I just dish it down, then I'm totaled. I just dish it down, then I'm scurrying. Living on the edge like skirting. I might just take an excursion. And his flavors, I'm burning a German. In a piss test, no, I'm fucked. I ain't taking that like I'm Ferdinand. And his 5-0 is such a burden. So I build up weed and then burn it. But now I just stay in the studio with my hair's all mad like Coolio. But that does not stop a thing. No, I still got gal on my new phone. Pick a side of you and up or in a lie. I'm like, all my guys pull their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, rich tremend, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
pick a side, who are you with? If you ain't with me, then you're losing. Bad luck for you fuck boys, cause you can't deny that my crew sick. And I've been riding this wave, big dirty grass crew shit. And yeah, I hear a bag of gas, but nah, I never see him do shit. Nah, I never see him ride out with what strap and what knife now. Little nigga, sit the fuck down, be yourself and never look round. They can diss me for sipping Zed, but can't say I chat shit, I'm up now. Do it myself like Rusty, only with brothers I trust in. For real,
pick a side of you and up or in a lie. I'm like, all my guys pull their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, rich tremend, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
rich tremend with his no tight. Free up sauce, a nigga, hold tight. Big spliff, now it's roll tight. I'm running through this shit like all night. All nine, I was with all nine. And all before that shit and after. So why you wanna try and talk shite? You step to him and he might, oh. You acting niggas need a BAFTA. I could ever part with fake ones. All my niggas real around me. And more time, they be day ones. Ken's getting in this squat now. I rate that shit, I hope he stays on. I'm in the gym, I'm trying to get tick. And I ain't talking about no lay on for real.
Pick a side of you and up or in a lie. I'm like, all my guys pull their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, rich tremend, nigga, I ain't got no type. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
la 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 la. That was El Diz, No Time. Shout out El Diz. I'm hearing rumours he comes from
Mayan. He's from your neck of the woods, I believe.
Jeez. Shout out Nottingham.
So, well, it might be Nottingham, Sheffield. Mate.
Sheffield's
it's close enough, but it's in that area, though, isn't it?
He's got offended. He's got some offended.
I think it might be Sheffield, but
oh, no, take that back.
It's close enough. We'll still shout him out.
The song was good anyway. Yeah, the song was good. The song was good. So shout out. I like to think that I'm quite advanced in the bedroom. I know this is a bold statement to be making.
You fall down.
I'm a bit of a freak. Okay. Personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Always. Oh.
But what? I'm gonna let you in on a quick secret, Skillet.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of kissing.
Oh, no.
He doesn't like it. But I tell you what, he doesn't like the tongue. He's talked about this.
What?
He doesn't like this. Because I feel like women are going to hear the show and be too scared to kiss you at some point. Because either there's too much tongue or although it is a bit weird when you said you had some girl that just put the tongue in the mouth and didn't move
the
it.
The stiff tongue.
That's not good. So you must have you've had bad experiences with kissing. That's what it is.
All of them recently. Yeah. He's always been, every single person you've kissed.
This isn't true because the last person that I kissed.
Yeah.
With tongue as well. I'm not gonna. It was a great kiss, and I'm a bad boy lipser, so I know. Do you know what I mean?
You keep saying that, but you like, what?
I'm a fucking bad boy lipser.
But what makes it okay? Well, what is a good kiss then? What do you think?
I'll show you in a minute. Anyway.
Okay. I'd be too scared. You'd be like, she's kissing you. The woman would be thinking, is he judging me? Oh my God, he doesn't like that.
The positions that we're going in, ain't no kissing happening. And there's a reason for this, because did you know missionary is the second most dangerous sexual position?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
No.
What's the first?
The danger filled doggy, apparently.
I love doggy.
I
love. Giving W.
Just quickly clear that one up.
Well,
So according to a new study from the Journal of Impotence Research.
It's a good job. Yep, to work there, maybe.
Yep. Okay, so why are they studying sex if...
The Journal of Impotence.
Well, yeah, if you get a broken penis, you probably may not have sex again.
Well, missionary sex contains a decent risk of penis breakage.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
There is nothing worse than... But you ever been having sex and it comes out a bit, and then when they come back down, it bends the penis.
Yeah, you need to kind of like slow it down a bit.
Oof, that's not a good one.
No.
In the ranking of dangerous sexual positions, it comes second from the top, beaten only by the danger-filled doggy.
Yeah,
is the position called the danger-filled doggy?
I don't know, some people like a bit of risky sex, maybe that's it.
Pop a mousetrap in there, it becomes a danger-filled doggy. Whilst doggy was found to cause 44% of penile fractures, in brackets breakage of your penis, in case you didn't know what that meant.
Mm.
Missionary didn't trail too far behind, responsible for 25% of penis breakage cases.
Hmm. Okay. Mm. Is that a common thing? Do men talk about this?
No.
It's quite high, isn't it?
Not really. I mean, okay. None of your boys has ever told you they've ever broken their penis, have they?
No. Probably what wouldn't. Do you do if you do break your penis?
If it's fractured, can it be set? Reset.
But how do you get like a plaster of Paris kind of thing for it?
Maybe.
You get a sling?
I don't know how. Is it one of those like toes where it just heals itself?
In fact, I have a friend, right?
That's what toes do though, don't they?
What, heal themselves? Well, you break 8 toes a year or something,
no,
don't you?
Is that 8?
8 months, isn't it?
What, your own?
Yeah, you break toes all the time. You're constantly breaking toes. 8 might have been how many spiders you swallow in your sleep.
Yeah, it's probably that.
But you do break your toes a ridiculous amount of times a year.
Well,
really?
You both say you like doggy. I can tell you exactly how the risks are there. It can lead to poorly aimed thrusts with the penis haver, slamming their penis into the pelvic bone or towards the perineum. So that's how you damage that. A shift in position can cause him to miss his mate entirely and hit the bed. Has that happened?
Oh, no.
Never had that happen to me. Never.
No, I've got that bad boy aim.
You've got bad boy aim.
So in missionary, penis breakage is more likely to be caused by slipping out and thrusting the penis into the bed or the floor. Is that... quite common?
Yeah, do you know, like, when I'm in bed and my penis is hanging over onto the floor? Yeah? You know, that does happen, but...
Well, I don't know. Would you go to hospital?
You'd have to.
But is that like the crossbow or whatever you break? Not the crossbow. What's it called? The bow and arrow? The bow. The something bow in your penis that we talked about. With the blood.
Banjo string, that's it.
And that's when lots of blood tap. But that's not the same as penis breakage, no?
No.
I don't think so. Because it's a very sensitive area. So you probably just... It will look... Anything you do to it will probably look 10 times worse than it really is, you know?
I had a friend who got shot in the testicles with a paintball gun, right?
Sure. And I mean, even more on purpose or?
No. I don't think, like, it was just a very unlucky shot.
Yeah.
And one of his bollocks swelled up and it was huge. One was normal size and one was like the size of a tennis ball. Probably bigger. It was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And he left it for years and years and years. And
he left it?
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't leave it.
Well, he did.
And what happened?
So it finally got to a point where it was just too big to do anything with. It used to be his party trick. He always used to get it out at parties.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, he gets it. I can remember one time we were having a devil's threesome.
What's a devil's threesome?
Where you and your mate, you look each other in the eye and it gets awkward. Do you know what I mean?
What? I have not heard that before.
You're not meant to make eye contact, but if you look over at your own tongue, like, your friend.
That's
right?
Hilarious.
Wow.
But we were, I can remember we were having sex and he just kept putting his big ball in her mouth and she was just asking him to. Anyway, That's that story. Great story. I know you'd enjoy it.
And he wasn't in pain or anything.
No. He loved it. Loved it.
God.
Anyway, so I took him to the doctors to have an operation on it after a few years. And when we got there, he didn't have any under. In fact, I'm not going to show you the photo. He didn't,
I kind of want to see it in a way. Have you got a photo of his enlarged?
Not right now, but I'd have to find it. That's why.
Yeah, have a look.
We got to the doctors, and the doctor says, "Right, put this gown on." He's like, "Oh, I've not got any underwear on." And the doctor was like, "You've come to have an operation on your, but you've put no pants on at all. So he's going to have to be naked all day."
Oh, God.
So he's got the gown, the little backless gown on with his bum out all day. Yeah, yeah. And it's, then he comes back from his operation. First of all, he had blood up his shoulder, which scared me a bit. Like, how does that happen?
Mm.
And then he had to have this, I don't know how to explain it. It was like a foam strap that went around his waist like a belt. And then in the foam strap was a slit for his penis to go through.
Yep.
And then attached to the bottom of the foam strap was what looked like a dinner lady's hairnet, just to like rest his bollocks in. And now, because he's done it, normally a man has one ball that hangs lower than the other. And that's just like natural, so your balls don't bang together when you run or whatever.
That makes sense.
Here's a perfectly... Perfect example.
Well, what did they do to it though? To
they just drain fluid and fix it and do whatever to it.
And is he all right now?
Yeah, he's got designer balls.
That's nice.
They're still getting it. So.
Yeah, man.
I'd just like to do a big shout out to Tom Com.
Yeah, well done.
Shout out to Tom Com.
Well done, Tom.
He's loving it now.
So, I've also heard of a guy who, during sex, has tangled his testicle up, and I don't know, but it went all dangerous. People have ruptured testicles as well. I've heard about that.
Really?
Yeah. You can have a ruptured testicle.
Mm. But I've never heard of anyone breaking the dick in missionary.
No.
That's maybe why you do some of your other moves, so you don't danger yourself. What, some of your other signature moves that you do?
My signature moves.
Yeah.
Normally alone in the mirror crying.
That's a classic.
That's a classic. I love that. Every Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that after the show.
After
every Wednesday.
In the mirror in the bathroom. Yeah, down here.
That's it. Not even at home.
6:01. You see Reese in the bathroom.
Classic.
Yeah, but then they say doggy style is more dangerous, which I don't believe.
What?
I mean, I guess with doggy styles, you could easily get carried away. I'm actually confused that missionary style is the second most dangerous of all the positions that sexual positions there is.
They've never tried reverse cowgirl. That's what I'm saying.
Thinking.
Because that one
was very dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Well, they got the results by examining 90 heterosexual patients who'd broken their penises. So maybe like they just were just a bit kind of vanilla. Yeah, what do you do? Doggy and missionary.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
that's it.
They don't throw down.
No. I'm swinging off the ceiling.
That's it, man.
And I've never broken my penis. So no, that's really
yet.
Yeah,
don't jinx it though. It's very confident how you say that.
That's true, but it's like, you know, if you had a big stick, easy to snap. You know what I mean? I'd be fine. But I don't see how you're hitting the floor.
I think, is it perhaps...
Be honest with me. Have you ever... The three of us here, and we've all, assuming you had sex once or twice before in our lives, have you ever pulled out miss and hit the floor?
No.
Has anyone ever pulled out miss and hit the floor?
I would really laugh if that happened.
Oh, and you deserve to break your dick if you pull it out and hit the floor.
Maybe they're thinking, I don't know, like you're near the edge of the bed or something if you're a doggy, and then you just... fall off the bed. I don't know. Actually, I don't know how that's possible that you hit the floor or the bed. I'm assuming it's like a wooden bed rather than the mattress isn't really going to hurt, is it? It's the like wood bit.
I mean, there's some people do the position where they lay on top. So it's doggy. Lay on top of the lady.
The drill bit.
And they're drilling. So the maybe that's called, how...
I call that one the drill bit.
Maybe... So they... Oh, sorry.
They call her a bit.
So they're drilling, and then when they pull out, they might have...
Yeah, through the legs,
yeah,
bang,
the leg, bang
ooh,
into the concrete.
I could
or to
see
the,
into the
that
concrete.
Could, well,
into
the I mean, concrete.
Concrete.
I mean, what? I'm not homeless. What? Huh? What?
Okay.
Sorry.
Ooh, that would really hurt. Jesus.
Yeah, or into the bush of nettles if you're where I am.
To do. Have you not had sex? You've had sex in bushes, haven't you?
Yeah, plenty. I used to have a sex.
You've never done that?
No, I've never.
I used to have a sex bush when I was a kid.
Are you a good girl
now?
I mean,
no.
But I don't know.
She's not an alfresco sexer, I don't think.
No, well, not on beaches. I don't like sand.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've never had sex on a beach, no, but I've only been on a beach about 2 or 3 times in my life. So.
Yeah, we're not really beach people.
Okay.
And only for flying visits, not to...
I don't like to go into the sea because like the shark, that's where the sharks live.
Oh, so I don't like to go in water because it's for
I've
fish.
Got a fear of sharks. You got a fear of sharks? Yeah.
So, like, same. Same.
Hey! I've got a fear of water.
Yeah, oh. You do.
Yeah, fish live in water. We it's live true. On land.
Yeah, we don't belong in the sea. That's the thing.
You don't catch me trying to fly, bro. You ain't gonna catch me trying to swim.
It's funny because I've never that same reason. I had a big phobia. I nearly drowned as a child, so I had a massive phobia of swimming for years. But I've actually changed it around. I'm learning to swim now.
Okay, that's
so yeah,
nice.
Give it a go, guys. It's very exciting.
I just feel like if I was in the sea and the shark got me, I feel like it's going to be my fault, not the shark's, because like we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
like
you're
if you came home and a shark in your house,
then that's different. Then you could, but if you're in the, you're right, you're in the ocean.
Exactly. It's there don't,
a bear would beat a shark.
A bear, yeah.
Even in the water.
Great white shark, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You say that like, it's fact. That's factual.
Yeah.
A bear would bite a shark.
I said it, so it must be.
What about a whale?
Do you know what? I don't feel like whales are fighters, and I feel like they'd be easy to attack because if I could attack it from one point, and it's going to have to take all its time to get around, and I could just be like, I mean, I don't think I've...
You've never seen Blackfish,
just
have
punching
you?
It up and you're like... What you find out about me is I've seen about 3
films.
Yeah,
of course.
And
of
that's
all its reference points.
Whales are definitely fighters.
And one of them's Walking Tall, one of them's Shawshank Redemption, and one's The Mask.
Walking Tall? Get out of here.
There's no whales in those
books. That's one of my favourite films.
You smashed it.
At The Rock?
Yeah, that's a terrible film. Shawshank's good, though. That's a good film.
Take Back.
And The Matrix. We need to
I've also seen Kaz as well.
Kaz. How about the that's from the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and Old Yeller. You ever seen
and Old Yeller? Yeah, with the dog.
You've seen Old Yeller? And then he has to
put
it
down.
Yeah,
oh dear.
In fact, let's get into a quick song because I'm going to. Okay. I'm well up here.
We're playing this song today because it is for.
Yeah, because it's actually 4 years since one of the greatest MCs of his time and. But if he was still about today, he would be the best MC there is. So we're going to play Depp's Man Celebrate.
My only plan is to stack them grands. Large up the man that was still on the block with me. When I brought, I never had 10 fans. Now, man, I got so many haters. Could've count them even if I had 10 hands. Bear man wanna try and ruin my plans. Man can't act like the bag get banged. Man can't ruin my plans. You're mad rude boy. Don't you know about my gang? When I roll out, it's the SMG's invasion. Don't you know about the slang? Bear MCs that send cat chair. Like I say, man, put clothes out to hang. Man can't violate champs. You're mad. All my dons are rolled out to bang. And all your dons know I ain't moist. So I don't need to say it ain't true. Fam, if I ain't the best than fuck knows. Can't know for well it ain't you. Ain't got what you need, man, better make do. Can't otherwise you will never break through. When I get to the top, I'ma celebrate it. Whereas with me, go celebrate. Ain't gonna celebrate too, celebrate too. Fuck one day, let's celebrate too. Me and my niggas have a celebration. But you wife, he wants to come celebrate too. Tell her come true, tell her come true. Down to the end, so you know how we do. I can feel the pain coming, it's true. But right now, like Drake, the love in the crew. Yeah, the love in the crew. Man, I'm out here getting wavy, like say there's nothing to lose. Rest of the time, man, I'm up in the shoes. Match shifts, yeah, man, I put in a few. Putting in work, this'll reach my goal. When I say that I was wrong when I blew. Celebrating for the goals I've reached. But man, I still got hundreds to do. Trying to stay away from bad my people. I don't wanna switch and punch up a few. I just wanna get home, do shows on a roll out, go to the front of the queue. Man can't be looking all bust out here. Gotta stay fresh at the front of my shoe. Talking about grams, don't know my swag stays feel like it's home with the flu. And man, no, I ain't broke out here. So I don't need to say it ain't true. Fam, if I ain't the best, then fuck knows. Can't know for what it ain't you. Ain't got what you need, man, better make do. Can't otherwise you will never break through. When I get to the top, I'ma celebrate. Whoever's with me, go celebrate too. Gonna celebrate too, celebrate too. Fuck one day, let's celebrate too. Me and my niggas have a celebration. But your wife, he wants to come celebrate too. Tell her come true, tell her come true. Down to the end, so you know how we do. I can feel the pain coming, it's true. But right now, like Drake, the love in the truth. Celebrate too, celebrate free. My dance fresh home, let's celebrate G. See now all I'm doing is good. No wonder all these brothers hate me. I'm in the studio like work, work, work. When I get them in and breeze AC. Fully involved in the music thing. I ain't got time to watch AP. I ain't got time to watch AP. My man's just pissed cause he ain't me. My man's just pissed cause I'm wavy. Passing another bottle to his lady. Might be the Ciroc or the JV. Just know the way Libby living ain't free. Just know the way Libby living ain't cheap. Just know the way Libby living crazy. And man, no, you ain't the best out here. So I don't need to say it ain't true. Family fine.
ain't the best and fuck knows. Can't know for what it ain't you. Ain't got what you need, man, better make do. Can't otherwise you will never break through. When I get to the top, I'ma celebrate. Whoever's with me, gotta celebrate too. Gonna celebrate too, celebrate too. Fuck one day, let's celebrate too. Me and my niggas have a celebration. Bet your wife, he wants to come celebrate too. Tell her come true, tell her come true. Down to the end, you know how we do. I can feel the pain coming, it's true. Come right now, like Drake, the love in the crew.
And that was Depp's man, who we lost 4 years ago today. Mm. So R.I.P. Depp's man. Rest he was an absolute legend, and it's a shame that he was taken from us. Want to shout out his mum, Alison Cope, who now goes around and spreads awareness for knife crime, which I am a big supporter in, as someone who used to work with a lot of kids that have been in prison for said crimes and whatever. So yeah, go over to her Twitter page and see what you can do to get involved with that.
Mm.
So, we're down to the last 11 minutes.
Oh,
sorry,
I
forgot to say 14.
Maths,
to the last 11 minutes.
Yeah, before
so
Callum at Swiggins up next.
He is, with his third show now.
Yes, it is.
I'm just going to count every show now. Even when he's on like 100, I'll still be letting you know.
Well, how many are we on now? 102, I believe it is.
103.
So, obviously, I've lost
count. There we go.
We didn't really do anything for the 100th show. 101st show, we didn't really celebrate.
Because
we
none of us have actually done 100 shows, I don't think.
No.
Because we've all had off more than three shows. I had 9 weeks off.
Yeah, you did. And
Harley was never.
Harley
came twice.
Does Harley even exist? But I know what you mean. But you have to do concurrent, like you have to be here for a full 100 to sort of to celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's quite harsh, but okay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. When we've done it, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, let's talk Skillet.
Yo!
Skillet,
yeah.
Loves you.
Yeah, man. So the album is out, you know, just out promoting that. Did a few live shows recently. I've also been promoting my...
I've seen you. Sorry to interrupt, but I saw your live show. I saw you performing... Your new song, Left Swipe. And
Yes, Swipe
bro,
Left at King's Place. Swipe Left,
that was going.
Thank you.
You were looking sharp.
Thank you.
Looking sharp.
When I perform, I love to dress for the occasion.
What were you wearing?
It was like a very classy black robe. Ooh. By Velsor, a clothing label. Big up my boy Zach Timol. He niced me up with the garms. He styled me for the night. So, like a nice black robe with a white shirt, you know, trousers, shoes. Just, you know, hair all nice. Done pretty. That's why my hair didn't look good today. That's how to wear the durag.
Oh, okay.
But So the album's out. I'm also thinking of, like, you guys were talking about 100 shows celebrating. We just celebrated 150 live shows at the Gorilla Position.
Jeez.
So we did it. Also, we did that in King's Place as well. So that went down really well. So yeah, just, you know, keep on the momentum with the podcast. That's more mainly what I do, is presenting and broadcasting. But I always got the love for the music, and everyone's always asking when the music's coming. So I always deliver something special when I do music.
And this is the podcast, it's the wrestling, for people like me,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
a wrestling podcast,
right,
called Gorilla Position, and there's one called The Kick Out, so I'm involved in two.
What's the, and that's both wrestling?
They're both wrestling,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Gorilla Position is in conjunction with TalkSport.
Yeah, yeah.
And The Kick Out, we do a little work with the BBC One Extra with that. So
Which is
Reese has been on it as well. Yeah, DJ, big up DJ Ace from One Extra, he's part of that, he's one of my co-hosts.
Is that a live podcast, or is that you?
So that's just like this. It's audio,
right?
Okay. So we just record that in a.
We are live now, though.
Yeah, you are live. Sorry, I apologize.
No, I was like, just in case.
We are audio.
Forgot to tell you. Like,
we are audio podcasted radio. So,
okay,
yeah,
I see. Right.
Yeah.
And you, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. we already actually touched on this earlier. Skillet's word of the day.
When
I was younger. Not even that long ago. It was about 10 years ago.
Maybe eight years ago.
Do you know what? It might not even be that, but I can remember. What brought my attention to that show was, I don't know if you remember KG the
Comedian. Of course, KG and Marston.
Yeah, they're my boys, man.
And
they, because when I first saw Shadrach and the Mandem on YouTube, and then they went over to No Hats,
No
Trainers and did that Carmel.
Carmel and
Ain't got no chicken.
Ain't got no chicken. Classic.
And then, that got me into that. And you used to have your own segment.
I had my segment called Skillet's Word of the Day, where I would kind of like teach kids who don't know much about street slang in a nice funny way about slang.
Okay.
So that word's peng and skein and and swag and hard and so many. Yeah, it was quite funny. It was very fun to do.
And also snitching me up to the elders, who now knew what I was talking
about. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I gave away all the secrets. I'm sorry, bro.
And then more recently, you did Channel 4's Channel 4 to the floor.
Yeah, I helped co-present that with DJ Madam X and Tristan. That was the showcasing talent that's probably not given the light of day in modern mainstream music. So, yeah, that was very fun to do. I did my little funny segments on that. So I still do a lot of... So with my music, I also, do that with my funnies, because I write a lot of funny sketches and comedy sketches and whatnot.
You featured in a sketch that me and Michael wrote together.
That you wrote. Yeah.
Okay, so is that how you two know each other and how you know
Michael Payne?
That's how Reese and I met. I've known Michael Payne for years, but that's how Reese and I met. With that, he wrote a comedy sketch for me to be involved in. That was good fun, man. We got to do more of that.
We've got a good idea for coming up, which we definitely need you involved in. So
thank
we'll
you.
Be in touch for
Wicked.
That.
Wicked. No, 100%. I appreciate that. And I'm currently shooting a massive video, martial arts kind of comedy style video. It's going to come out on Halloween.
Oh, nice.
So I'll keep you posting that.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah.
I used to do martial arts. So
if I have known that.
Is that real? Did you?
Yeah, I used to be a black belt in karate. I was part of the SSK squad for Great Britain, and I've got two championships, gold medal,
you said used to be. Surely once a black belt, always a black belt.
Well, yeah, but I used to do karate, and I was part of the Shotokan karate squad.
So basically, he can still hold his own.
He's saying words. None of that could be real. The Shotokan karate squad.
All
is.
Shout out Alan Campbell. Yeah, taught me everything I know.
That's not having it. That's what's the C proof.
Don't step in the dojo with me. That's all I'm saying.
Again, like I just will believe you because that sounds like the right sort of words.
And my sister, she was better than I was as well. So don't fuck with the Sanders family. We are you.
You know what? You shouldn't do. You're the one that needs to be in trouble after what you did yesterday. You're the one that fucked with the Sanders family.
Oh, yeah. Don't. That's true. I spent the whole morning apologising on the phone. So.
Had any replies?
Yeah. My mum just thought it was hilarious. When I spoke to my grandma, she was like, "Oh, you're so sweet, you are. I love you. Oh, thanks, Fred. You didn't have to apologise. It wasn't your fault.
You're a lovely family, man. That, I told you.
Right, my sister, she was like, "I'll fucking kill you.
You
wait till I fucking see you." No, my sister's lovely. She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't tell me she was going to kill me. She'd just do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not on edge all the time. She's not a dick. She's just out for revenge a lot.
Yeah,
so,
be one of those, I've forgiven, but I haven't forgotten, so.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And so
well, we've had a lovely show.
We've had a lovely show, haven't we? And it's been thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you both for having me. I've had a great time. This has been nothing but fun.
Thank you for coming in as well, Nat. Thank you.
But Grim Sickers was here, and had a wonderful time there.
Yeah, we did. Amazing. Yeah, I'll trade him for Michael just for today. Right, and on that note, I think we're going to have to love you and leave you until next week.
Overly ready, ready, ready. I'm overly ready, ready, ready. I'm overly ready, ready, ready. Keeping it ready, ready, ready. I'm overly ready at any time. I'm ready, yo. Ready, ready, ready. I'm overly ready, ready, ready. I'm not joking. Keeping it ready. Every day when I wake up, I thank God cause he made me a boss. You don't know that I know what I'm on. When I got a purpose, I do my job. And it's nothing long. Check this when you got a checklist. More time when you first think is the best thing. I take time and think. H2O when I wanna drink. Revitalization. Yeah, that's what I think. Eyes gotta be white, not pink. Cause I don't wanna miss a thing when I blink. I'm ready for anything. I've got to take risks. Be ready for anything when it gets hot. Be ready for anything cause it don't stop. Be ready for anything. There will be many things hindering, but you gotta listen and watch. Be ready for anything. Never get shot. Be ready for anything cause it don't stop. Be ready for anything. There will be many things coming your way when you get to the top. Ready, ready, I'm overly ready, 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 I'm overly ready, 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 I'm overly ready, 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 keeping it ready. Every day when I wake up, I think about raising a standard. I don't care about clothes,
no,
I want a farm and a mansion, power inside like Samson. I'm calculated, not random, I'm a man that's real, men that don't wanna be truthful get abandoned. Ready for anything, anytime, many, shimmer but not many.
many shine. Watch your tongue and your words, cause energy never dies. Steady, not every game's got a prize. Ready, step heavy, not feather light. Take time, think twice, then be ready for the next grind. Be ready for anything when it gets hot. Be ready for anything cause it don't stop. Be ready for anything, there will be many things hindering, but you gotta listen and watch. Be ready for anything, never get shot. Be ready for anything cause it don't stop. Be ready for anything, there will be many things coming your way when you get to the top. Ready, ready, I'm overly ready. Ready, ready, I'm overly ready. Ready, ready, I'm overly ready. Ready, ready, keeping it ready. Don't be scared. Be prepared, yeah. Diamonds come from the dirt. And I know my team's strong and firm. It's Dimmy. It's the N-O-V-E-R.